It's a cavalcade, Paul. It's a cavalcade of stars. In 1959, I was the most valuable player on defense in the National Football League. I was making $9,000. I had to have a job. So I went to a friend of mine who ran a thoroughfare market in Fairmont, West Virginia, and I said, hey, you need somebody to bag groceries, carry them to the car, and I can do that.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon, and remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it, and don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Headline news.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see you the second time. And there's a long line here.
All that aside, I've never been a big fan of debt.
Debt can be an asset. Debt tightens a company.
Does wonders for the sphincter, too.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over it. And I couldn't. So what?
Hi, this is Frank Gorst. I got to tell you, whenever I come to this town, the first thing I do is not listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Mira. I avoid it. No, I'm just kidding. But everybody doesn't like something, but nobody doesn't like Don Geronimo and Michael Mira. Oh, dear.
Oh, John, you're not going to believe this. Incredible.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're both starving. When do we eat, huh?
You have worn out your welcome at Bushwood, sir.
Is that so? Who made you pope in this dump, huh?
Bushwood? A dump? Well, I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
Member? Are you kidding? You think I'd join this crummy snobatorium? But this whole place sucks. That's right, it sucks. Only reason I'm here is maybe I'll buy it.
Buy? Bushwood?
The program director was just listening to your show and he asked me to give you this.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Frank Perdue.
People are always talking about how they enjoy my chicken, but I bet they've never tasted my delicious Perdue Tochi. Montucci's has been famous in Europe for years, where they really know what good eating's all about. And now Montucci's is available for you at your local supermarket. Folks wonder what makes Montucci's so delicious. It's probably because I eat only the freshest Norwegian herring and imported marigold petals with fresh well water to drink. So try Montucci's. If it's not the most delicious you've ever tasted, I'll give you your money back. Nobody ever backed up their toe cheese like that before.
It takes a tough man to make a delicious toe cheese. Purdue. Delicious toe cheese in a variety of flavors. Barbecue, ranch, and new onion and sour cream. Why not stop in and buy some?
It's the cheesiest.
This is Vix 107.3's Jack Diamond, wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays with the sounds of Christmas, a gift from our family to yours, on Washington's Mix 107.3.
I'm an excellent driver. There's only 28 miles on the odometer since I drove it a week ago last Saturday. It should be more than 28 miles.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Jimmy.
What's up? What's up?
Did I hit something?
This is a very dangerous highway.
What
the f*** is that? Dad, let me drive slow on the driveway. I'm an excellent driver.
What? No.
Better pull over and see.
Yeah. This is 27 minutes to Jeffrey. 15 minutes to Judge Watson. Are you taking any prescription medication? Practically 26 minutes to Jeffrey.
As I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
I call it trouble with a capital T.
At the next stoplight, take yours out and look at it.
I don't appreciate the French. As a people. I find them annoying.
Oh, queer. Queer.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're in the victory temple. I can't get it. Ah. Ah. Here it comes.
What? What? What?
Millions of high blood pressure sufferers in China are using Z-Strong, and it's now available in the United States.
You like Huey Lewis on the news? Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when Sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound.
and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this. Four, their most accomplished album. I think they're undisputed masterpieces. Hip to be square. Songs so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of friends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
Glengarry for me, and one for my boy Mikey here. And if you tell the bartender to go easy on the water, then this 50-cent piece has your name written all over. Okay? I want you to run along, because I'll be timing you. I'm going to keep time. One, two, three, four.
What a
Baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, baby, she smiled.
She was smiling at what an asshole.
Oh, no. She was smiling at how money I was.
Show me the money.
Why do you use lemons?
The fish smell. I'm embarrassed.
Oh. I thought maybe it was for some other reasons that I didn't understand. I even went to a supermarket to look at lemons.
Just to get the smell off. It's nothing weird. What do you do when you watch me?
I look at you. You take off your blouse, then you run the water. Then you take a bottle of gold perfume when you put it on the sink. Then you slice the lemon.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Here she got a great ass! And you got your hair all the way up it!
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
What could I do when I was Celestia? I spoke a different language. I spoke a different language that God and I spoke together. I could see into the future. I could heal people.
Can you still remember that language you spoke?
Of course.
Can you do any of it?
Sure. What would you like me to say?
I don't know anything.
Well, the word for God, okay, a lot of it is prayer. The word for God in my language was called Kines. Ah, Kines, akafonta tu na don. It is a good fortune, Ista Don, to be here.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Let's take a call. Cape, California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of, not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right, Don and Mike?
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
Hello again, everybody. This is Biff Burns with a special load of Joe Jacoby, who does our TV spots here for Theater Vision. And, of course, Coach Joe Gibbs from the Redskins, who had a boil removed from his butt last year.
To obtain maximum enjoyment from your please observe the following precautions. When a is not being played, store it out of direct sunlight or high temperatures. Before inserting a into the be sure that both rotate freely in both directions. The will automatically eject at the end of the if the ejects prematurely, remove it and check for free rotation of both. If it fails to do so, a gentle outward pull on the will cause the to eject. The head should be cleaned once a month with a cotton swab, slightly moistened with 70% isopropyl alcohol. Failure to follow these precautions will decrease your enjoyment and may result in damage to your... Thank you for allowing us to spend this brief time with you. Happy...
I'll drink to that.
I want to thank Don and Mike for a very... I had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose. And that's why you won.
All right.
But I want to thank all of you for supporting the Children's Hospital. It's a very, very good cause, and it'll make us all much happier. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're terrific on the radio. You have great wit and great energy, and you're fun to listen to. And I don't know how you do it for 3 or 4 hours like that and keep it going with that pace. You're really terrific, and I appreciate it. Everybody, have a good summer.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten. Thanks a lot, Dick.
Uncle June, how was Boca?
Wonderful. I don't go down enough.
That's not what I heard.
About what?
Nothing. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Last time, Aunt Bobby bought me live piranha.
You believe that was a piranha? Come on.
That woman is not your aunt.
Libby, I warned you. Start to see. Bobby's a sweet, sweet girl.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Oh, what did I say? This wife of yours, she's got the giggles.
Can I be excused?
And we just sat down.
How are you going to play tomorrow? You don't eat.
He's right, Meg. You need protein.
No, I don't, because I quit.
You quit? What are you talking about? With Ellie back, you can go to the States.
A girl slips her wrists, and all you can think about is a game?
Well, it wasn't like friggin' Cobain. It was just a little suicidal gesture, that's all.
I can't remember being surrounded by so much happiness. I'm so happy. I can't wait to come back tomorrow.
And how?
Will you send a one-time gift in January? Will you do it? And then will you pledge for February and March some amount God lays on your heart? Could you send $100? Is God putting $1,000 on your heart? More or less, or $10 or $5? Please help extend my life. We lack $4.5 million between now and March. Help us. Help us. Help us. Please hurry. I need your help. Until I hear from you, remember, greater is he who's in you than he that is in the world.
Well, I'm sure you're wondering why I'm here. I just...
Well, I think you're here because you want to know why I'm not fighting back. Because despite it all, you got some odd sense of fair play. And you're kicking my ass. It's gone from feeling like easy pickings to out and out bullying.
I just feel like there should be some back and forth between us, you and the committee.
I'll give you back and forth on Social Security, relations with Israel, on the Dow Jones, the census, almost everything, but not this. No, not my personal life. It's just nobody's business.
Well, that's not what the people will tell you. The people will tell you that it is their business.
You know what? You're young. It's okay. It's okay. You're young. And I'm just going to choose to be amused by your naivete, give you the benefit of the doubt.
Paul? Trey says he's never been fishing before. So can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles, and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. Why don't you come in my room?
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Should I get to sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep.
Jerry, I've... Well, I can't say that name sometimes without clouding up. I love him as much as any man in the world. And he's an artist, and he's funny. And he's the second best guitar player in the world.
Hamilton, come over here. What are you doing?
I'm changing.
But you took off your Captain Hook uniform.
Well, I thought I'd put my street clothes on for the drive over to IBM. The uniform's kind of uncomfortable.
Hamilton, you're going over there as a representative of Captain Hook Fish and Chips. Part of our image, part of our appeal is that uniform. You know that.
You really want me to put this stuff back on?
Yes, I do. Show a little pride.
Yes, sir.
Here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
They can grow up to 3 feet long, walk on their fins, and live on land for several days, devouring other fish and birds and ducks, and they breed like crazy. Now there's possibly even thousands of fish in that pond. Line 4, Larry in Virginia, you're on the air with Drudge.
Matt Drudge, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, I have a theory about these fish that can walk on land. You'll notice they went from New York City over to Maryland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can walk on their own, correct? Do you think it's more than a coincidence that perhaps maybe they walked all the way to Maryland because...
Oh, they hitchhiked down the 95?
They walked down 95 because they can't hear Don and Mike on in New York City anymore.
There he goes. Yeah, classic.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock. Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock. Can't stop.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mongers.
And all the ships at sea, and I'll tell you why they do their radio show. Yeah,
why?
Get away from your stinky boon! Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robin. Hi, thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Monday. October 20th. 28ERD. Here's your phone number for instant access. 877-365-3636.
Hi, Donna. Mike Buzz Burbank here.
And...
there, right there.
Oh, that's a good way to start the week.
There you go. That's a good omen.
Very good.
Nice. However, where were you guys an hour ago? The show started an hour ago.
Forgot
and it is 4:00 on my mark, 4:05.
Mm-hmm.
4:05 East Coast time. Yeah. I was here.
My kids are on your time.
Nobody else was here. It's 4 o'clock.
My kids are on your time. No doubt about that.
4 p.m. I'm sitting here going, well, for goodness sakes, I am used to Mike coming in right before the show.
Right.
But Buzz, normally I see him before the show, Ron. Right. I certainly see him before the show. I'm the only guy here.
Not today.
I'm the only guy. I've not changed my watch. I still have not changed my watch.
So you have 5 after 4.
5 after 4.
So you had to just have a very discombobulated weekend then, I would imagine.
Well, I only did it to remind myself, and I'll change it after a week or so.
Right.
But just to remind myself that just at this time on Friday's episode,
right,
we were already an hour into the show.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
And how ridiculous this whole time change nonsense is.
It is.
Really,
thank God we're syndicated. And those time checks don't have to be an integral part of the show.
Hey, it's time travel.
Right.
Yes. It is what it is.
Time machine.
We have we've traveled in time.
Yes.
1 hour ahead of it. And for those of you on the West Coast right now, I'm sure you think it's now 6 minutes after noon. No, it's 6 after 1.
Mm-hmm. You hate it. You hate falling back. A lot more than springing forward.
I sure do. Yeah.
You do not complain nearly this much when we spring forward and we all have that wonderful extra hour of daylight.
No, I don't like it. Don't like it. Never have liked it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, welcome to the show, late as it is. I had a weekend to beat the band.
Really?
That I will tell you about here on the show today, plus all the usual fun and games. We'll be talking. First thing, though, is I want to hit this. Hit it hard. Thursday on the show, we try to do something special every year for Halloween. And this year we're going to do Trick or Tom.
Yeah.
And the deal is going to be this, that we'll accept the first 31 people on Thursday.
As in 31 days in October?
Bingo. To show up here at Don and Mike World Headquarters at WJFK on Main Street in Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
All we ask is that you be dressed in some kind of costume.
Ah, okay.
That's all it takes. And then Tom Gavin, the monster, will be here, and you will reach inside Tom's bag, and there will be...
Where's Tom's bag going to be?
Sitting in front of him.
On his lap?
Well, no, because Tom's body comes into play into the entire...
Very good.
You know, there will be a goodie bag,
uh-huh,
and inside will be 31 slips of paper.
Right.
For two people, 2 out of 31... they'll win $500 each.
It's a wonderful prize.
Wow. Now, that's good odds. Yeah. 2 out of 31 to walk out with $500.
Mm.
On the other 29 pieces of paper will be various Tom tricks, including kiss Tom's head.
Right.
Lick Tom's hand.
Very good.
Let Tom kiss you.
Right.
If you're a woman, flash your boobs to Tom.
And I would imagine, when you have 2 grand prizes, you would have to have the ultimate booby prize.
Yeah. There is.
Would that be French kiss, Tom?
Well, we have to run as everything now. That one passed the legal department.
Full-blown coitus?
We must run that one past the legal department.
Man or woman, intercourse with Tom.
But either way, it'll be gross, and just want to let you know, Thursday, the first 31 people to show up in person will get a chance for Trick or Tom.
Just since, I know you've got this all planned out, but I always like to offer my input. If some of those tricks, if at least one could be floss Tom's teeth.
And Mike does it. We're always open to suggestions.
Thank you.
A great one.
I don't think that has to be run by legal.
That certainly does not have to be run by legal.
Thank you.
And now that leads me to another great one. Clip one of Tom's toenails.
There, who needs to run anything by legal, Don? Right there, those two are enough to drive anybody insane.
Clean Tom's belly button.
Clean Tom's ear with a Q-tip.
Apply roll-on deodorant to Tom's underarms.
You know, We don't need any more.
Oh,
you're set.
We're set. So that's Thursday. That's our big Halloween extravaganza.
And Tom will leave the studio looking very perky.
We try to do something special for you every Halloween, and that's coming up on Thursday. Also, this week on the show, our own Lily, Lisa Herndon, will in fact have her first Women of Playboy pictorial shoot, her photo shoot.
Very, very exciting.
Happening right here on the radio, so guys, get your beach towels ready. And, oh, listen, if you were one of the people that checked out early on Friday's episode, you know, we don't rerun stuff on this show. You have to wait for a best of. Let me just say that late in the show on Friday, we had two real-life girls show up for the trip to Las Vegas. And I was thinking about it over the weekend.
So was I.
About what made it so special.
Uh-huh. Because we all were concurring after it was over that it was just more special than normally happens.
And we certainly have had professional girls come down here and do one-on-one action. And there was something about those two girls.
There was a reality to it.
Well, and I think the word that I came up with was passion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That there was real passion as one of the girls who was sitting down in the chair became pretty much the slave
yep.
to the girl who was on top of her as the clothes started to come off and the hand went down inside
yes.
the panties and the kissing and the moaning. I'm just pointing this out as a reason you should never tune out.
Yeah, because that happened.
One moment of the show.
That happened with seconds left in the broadcast, yeah. and it yeah. was it was truly special. It really was.
And I want to thank Buzz again for being a man, putting it on the line for the show.
The pleasure was mine.
We said to Buzz, do you mind giving up your news time?
Easy choice to make.
And he said no problem.
He didn't care, and he was in here taking a close look.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so never miss a moment of this show. You never know what's going to happen. That is probably the hottest lesbian moment we've ever had on the show.
Yep.
You know, really, you'll never hear me say what I said Friday, and I was regretting saying it all weekend when I said, hey, Rob.
Well, that
was really embarrassing.
Now you know how I feel.
They were into it.
So
every day.
So often I feel that way. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got another trick for Tom.
Well, we generally like you to leave the driving to us, but what is it, sir?
How about applying the preparation H to Tom's hemorrhoids?
All right, now this is why.
That's why we asked to do the driving,
sir. It's better that you're a listener and we're the disc jockey.
And why are you assuming that Tom has hemorrhoids?
And everything else, sorry.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Damn right, sorry.
That'd be sorry you called.
That'd be the first call of the week. That was the first call of the week. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I blame it on the time change.
Mm-hmm.
Because technically, he would have been like caller number 50 or 60.
Absolutely.
Because we normally say we blow through like 50 calls in the first hour of the show. And really,
we miss those.
It's 4:12 East Coast time. DST, Donnie Standard Time.
He's calling right before he leaves work.
And on the West Coast right now, it's 1:12 Donnie Standard Time. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Okay.
Good. Is Lisa Honest the Guy going to pose?
Yes.
Is this going to go to print?
Do you listen to the show?
Yeah, I do. I just can't fathom that she's really going to do it.
What's the problem with fathoming that she's going to do it? She's expressed a desire.
We had her mother on. I mean, she's asked her mother. She's been in contact with the people from Playboy.
She's expressed a desire from the moment she heard they were going to do the Women of Radio Part 2 spread, pardon the pun, and pictorial. And
this will be in a bathing suit. That's what they asked for. They asked for a variety of pictures in her swimsuit, and then they're going to determine, you know, whether she is going to be in the Women of Radio issue of Playboy.
She's a shoo-in.
And if she is, and we think she will be, that's where she shows it. And we've asked her if she would take her top off, and she said yes, and we even asked about tasteful bush.
And she said, you know, in the right circumstances.
Sure.
Which means the pants are coming off.
Right. Pants, shirt off.
Yeah. Guys, this is geo material for the end of time.
Yeah.
Thanks. Right, a little bit. You're late to the party.
I know. I just can't wait.
All right, goodbye. Bye-bye.
I think you started without
us. I'd say we're going to have quite a spike in our listening when Lisa comes in here.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the best thing about dating a homeless chick?
Are we getting back to make Joe laugh? Because you know we don't.
No. I've just got a good joke for you.
Well, see the thing. Here's the thing. Listen to me, my friend. I'm a professional. You're an amateur. And me and Mike, we have a deal on the show that generally, unless we're asking for like make us laugh, if you feel real strongly about your joke, what you have to do is give your phone number to Lisa and Joe, and we call you back.
And then if we don't laugh at the joke, your number will be broadcast.
Okay.
Now, do you still feel as strongly about your joke?
Yes.
You do?
They always
yes,
do.
Yes, I do.
They
welcome to Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second, please.
Monday and the time change.
Yeah.
Get the guy's number. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, see, there's
that was another guy with a joke.
Someone who thought better. Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I would just like to call and let you guys know that I'm calling from Green Bay, and I love you guys' show. Matter of fact, it's part of my brother's conversation every night when I talk to him.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
you're very
that.
Wonderful.
All right, thank you for the call.
All right.
And the question here would be, when am I ever going to run out of Packer stuff to wear?
Never.
Have you noticed?
I'm amazed. Every day you come in with a different variety,
once,
a different ensemble, and like the pants are matching too.
Once the weather changed,
uh-huh.
I'm able to break out my whole fall Packers wardrobe.
The whole Packer thing.
Yeah, I got the.
What did you do in your fantasy game with Brett Favre?
Well, he had a bye week.
Oh, that's right. He had a bye. That's right.
Mike, both you and I are in the same boat.
Yes,
we are both tonight rooting for a giant Philadelphia Eagles victory.
Okay.
You need Deuce Staley to produce.
Yes. I don't know how many points I need.
I don't know. And I need James Thrash. How many, Robbie?
Rob told me 12, I think.
12?
In our league, that is so hard.
And I need like 50 points from...
Do you really?
From James Thrash and Chad Lewis.
But you have two guys.
Not out of the question.
Not impossible.
Not impossible. Although...
You know, I admire...
Odds are I am the Bengals.
I admire your positive outlook.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I know where I stand in fantasy football. I'm the worst of the worst.
And
I'm 0-7, baby. Soon to be 0-8.
And Sean Alexander... I just like to thank him from the bottom of my heart. I finally don't start the guy.
Scored a touchdown?
Two
yesterday.
Provided Deuce Staley has his best game, and I think in 12 starts, you should win with no problem.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Look at how cocky he is now.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Will you guys be calling the pumpkin Picasso this week?
Everybody, can I just... Listen, I'm really not mad at you guys. But will you please leave... The driving of the show.
You didn't do it last
year. To us.
You didn't do it last year.
Okay. Robbie?
Yes?
Would you please redo them right here for the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth break? What it says on the top line of my sheet for the show today. Oops, hold on.
It says, don't take calls from jackasses.
No, go ahead. Read it to them.
It says, Oxbig and Latouris, Pumpkin Picasso,
there you
exclamation
go.
Point.
Okay, yeah. Please. Guys, I don't want to start the week on getting mad at you, but please don't call and ask about stuff we've already talked about on the show.
It's counterproductive.
And then, for goodness sakes, when we're ready, you know, I wanted to spring that on everybody, the pumpkin Picasso.
Just listen and enjoy.
But now we got another junior producer out there that just can't like the show that we're doing.
You know, much like the people that call at the very end of the show on Friday, the people that call at the very beginning of the show on Monday have so little going on in their weekends, they're just waiting for Monday to come along.
Yeah.
And see, we've gotten him very upset.
Oh,
because he lives for the show, and I can understand why he's this upset.
He's not really crying, though. Mikey's playing with us. He's not really crying.
Think he's toying with us?
Sir, I am a step ahead of you, as always. We will call the pumpkin Picasso.
So stand by, Packer fans.
Made him happy.
Okay? Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And here now is Dale, who just offered up his phone number for the joke segment. So let's go, Dale. Now, keep in mind, we will be as open-minded as we can be.
Amen.
If the joke is funny and if we laugh, hell, I'll give you a prize.
Okay.
If the joke is not, as a matter of fact, if the joke is good, I'll give you Aerosmith tickets.
Wow. Great.
Well, who doesn't love Aerosmith? If the joke stinks, if we don't laugh, we give out your phone number.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, here he is, everybody. Let's get ready to laugh with Dale.
Dale.
What is the best thing about dating a homeless chick?
What?
Because when you're done, you can drop her off wherever you want.
All right, everybody. I urge you to call this guy early and call him often.
They always do this.
The guy's number is area code 267. Where is that, Dale?
Philadelphia.
Area code 267. His mobile number is 716-0646. Again, he's laughing now.
Yeah.
267-716-0646.
Jeez.
Thanks, Dale.
Man, that might be one of the all-time worst.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later.
God.
Okay.
Don't forget, callers, the rates are better at night.
So the weekend. I was in. I got so much to tell you about from the weekend. First of all, I was in glorious seclusion. I got to go to Ocean City.
Glorious seclusion.
You know, wonderful, fantastic. No connection with the outside world at all.
Alfreda didn't visit.
No, Alfreda was a visitor.
Right.
My mother-in-law. As you know, we have a house in Ocean City, Maryland, and it's right next door to my in-law's house, which is right next door to my sister-in-law's house, which is right down the street from my brother-in-law's house.
You know, I just thought of this now. So you're rebuilt now.
Yes, it is. But the house that was hit,
I thought it was condemned.
It was.
Are you illegally? Are you squatting?
No. The insurance came through. As you know, a tornado came through and just wiped the house out. It's rebuilt.
Right.
And the house is on the market now.
Okay.
So the problem is that everything in the house is absolutely pristine, because you never know when at a moment's notice,
right,
the real estate lady's going to come by with someone, sure, to look at the house. Right. I mean, it's ridiculous, even to the point of when I walked in that the in the dining room, there's a full setting. There's nowhere for me to eat food because the table is already set, and I was living in fear all weekend of doing anything in my own house
to soil your own house.
That would make it appear as if someone had actually lived there,
exactly,
or spent any time there. So it was weird. Because I spent most of the weekend on the floor.
Oh.
Because I was concerned.
Eating on the floor, sleeping on the floor.
And yet you were happy.
Oh, I was happy as a pig in ass butt.
Making water on the floor.
Totally, totally happy. Loving my seclusion.
Right.
I get a phone call from my wife on Saturday morning. And as it turns out, this is a shock, and maybe I should think more about all of the various components of this equation. She says to me, gee, you know, you've been working real hard, and you've had this problem with your hip and everything. Why don't you go to the ocean and take a couple of days off? My kid is off at, I think the school he was looking at this weekend was Cornell University,
mm-hmm,
going with a bunch of other kids on one of these school trips. So she said, listen, he's out of town. Just go ahead. Go up there and enjoy yourself. And then, as it turns out, once she gets me out of town, she goes out for a night herself on Friday night. And Saturday I get a call from her, and I'm going to call her here in a second. And as it turns out, she's downtown, and she's telling me that she went past, I don't know if you read in the newspaper today, on Friday night in D.C., there was a giant We're Italian and We Love It banquet with Robert De Niro and Sophia Loren and all of these very, very famous Italians.
Right.
And apparently one of them tried to pick up my wife.
Arthur Bucco.
I don't think he was there.
A famous Italian tried to pick up your wife?
Well, I don't think...
Robert De Niro tried to pick up your wife?
I don't think he's famous, but he was at this... He was at this event, and you got to hear the way that he tried to pick her up.
Okay.
It's absolutely so cheesy.
Did it end in glorious five-way sex?
Buzz, I don't know. Okay. Now, she tells me that she went right home.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
But I have no verification of that. Hello, darling.
Well, hi, my boo-boo.
Not to mention that she's leaving now again for a couple of days to go up to New York to see the Arnie K.
Mm-hmm.
The crossing over guy.
Yeah, be careful with that.
She and her mother and her sisters are all going up there. They're just loading up the cunning train, and they're going to New York to see this the mind reader guy.
They'll have a great time.
To see his TV show. So, honey.
Yes, my darling.
Friday night.
Yeah.
You're downtown.
No, it wasn't the thing that you read about in the paper, because that was on Saturday night, the big banquet. But there must have been some kind of pre-party on Friday night in Georgetown.
Anyway, she's out with, one of her single friends, and she mentions to me on Saturday, I get this in passing, I get
my friends think it's so cute that you worry about me when I go out. I mean, I think that's like my dad when my mom went to her 60th reunion was kind of worried about her, and she's 80,
no.
So I really appreciate the fact that you are still a little jealous.
Well, you know, you're a handsome woman, and you get all fixed up, and I'm thinking about
and hey, if you're going to be around Italians.
I'm thinking about how the events all play out, that, you know, it's very rare that you say to me, why don't you take a weekend off? Why don't you leave? Why don't you get out of town? And then, you know, coincidentally...
Did you think she was trying to get rid of you?
I don't know. As soon as I'm out of town, you're out, and, you know, and then I hear this. And she gives me the story like this. She says, I'm downtown, and I saw the lady who plays Raymond's mother on...
I was outside of of a bar that was closed for the place we were going to go eat dinner was closed for like a special private function. And so I'm standing there in front of it. We're figuring out where to go, and I look inside, and I see Doris Roberts. So I say, hey, that's the lady from Everybody Loves Raymond or something like that. Yeah,
right.
Just making small talk. And so this other guy was standing outside of this restaurant bar smoking a cigarette, and he said, "Would you ever watch the show The Profiler?" And I said, "No, why? Is there an actor from that show in there, too?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Oh, who?" He said, "Me." So it was, I looked him up. I said, "Oh, what's your name?" He said, "Robert Davi." I've never seen that show.
And he tried to pick you up.
Well, that was...
And what a line. You know, imagine
but, you know,
that. You're standing on the street. You see, you see a handsome woman go by. You go, "Hey,
right.
Have you ever seen the TV show The Profiler?"
That's the show I'm on.
Then she says, "No." And he says, "Well, that's the show I'm on."
Hmm.
And, of course, she immediately... Oh, you know something about it, Robbie?
I'm just guessing you could go up to anyone and say, "I'm on the show Profiler," and they'd believe you because no one watches it.
Yeah,
I checked it on the Internet when I got home, and it was that guy. But this guy...
Of course you did. Mystery dates.
That guy, although very pleasant and was probably just being friendly, he's not what you call a handsome guy. So
right.
I imagine, you know, if you're on a TV show, that's what you got to use.
This is the thing that drives me nuts about her. When she goes out with her friends and she gets hit on all the time,
right.
That she always gives the guys the benefit of the doubt that they're
right.
just real nice.
Sure.
That they're just guys looking for conversation.
Yeah, when
they're just real friendly guys.
Not their ulterior motives.
Right. Like they held
And hey, Doris Roberts. Roberts is an Italian.
No, but she plays an Italian on TV.
Oh, that's right.
Which is why they invite
Marie. Barone.
Right, which is why they invited her by. Anyway, I thought it was a very cheesy way for this two-bit actor to try to pick up my wife.
He was just being friendly, man.
Now, besides saying I'm on the show, did he have any further conversation?
No, and that, you know, I hate disappointment because I love it that my husband thinks everyone's hitting on me.
Now, do you think that he was just stopping everybody that walked by to say, "Excuse me, have you seen the TV show The Profiler?"
That doesn't mean...
Honey, it's come on.
Just
come
because
on,
he
guy,
doesn't say it to everyone, doesn't
guy, see,
his
guy,
pants weren't unzipped or anything. It was just a comment.
I'm standing outside, the guy sees a hot woman come by, immediately, "Hey, hello, have you seen the show, The Profiler?"
That's the show I'm on.
I just felt bad for him because I know, I mostly don't tell many people what your job is. But there's been a time or two when you're desperate for a reservation at a restaurant, and there's nothing worse than telling someone, and they don't care or know.
Right.
That's the most humiliating.
I'm getting an instant message from Jason Tony, who says, "The guy who tried to pick you up is the guy from the first Die Hard movie. He's ugly with acne scars."
That's true. That's true. He's not a handsome man. So I imagine that if that he uses that... Because it works.
He wasn't in the movie Goonies, too, was he?
He's really tall.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
Like kind of a long face.
Yeah.
Long pitted out
right.
face.
Don't know. All
but
I know
very
is...
nice.
Oh, very
nice.
Yes.
My two
yes,
seconds
let's,
with him were
let's
very
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I think if it's the guy that's in Goonies.
Hey, I don't care. All I know is he's some guy. He's, you know, listen, he's not being friendly. When am I going to finally... bring you over to my side of the street on this. The people
so
in
the
general...
So the fact that he's hideous doesn't doesn't matter.
No.
People are not friendly.
Sugar Bear, I know you are not friendly, but like your buddy, across if he had a drink, he'd talk to anybody.
Yes,
don't you,
but,
Mike?
But Mike would not stop a woman on the street and say, "Excuse me, do you listen to the Don and Mike show?"
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I would.
The right one.
You know what?
Sure. Well, he doesn't have to because he's wearing a satin jacket.
Wait a minute.
Says it all.
Stop it.
Now, wait. I will tell you that when I'm sober as a judge, when it's an average, you know, if I'm outside in front of a restaurant and just walking up to somebody cold, absolutely not. But I'm sure, and these are probably times I would not remember, that I probably said that once or twice.
Really?
You know, in the arena of you know, singledom, you know,
sure.
I probably... But I really, I kind of pride myself, and some friends of mine would say that, you know, you go out for an evening and you don't know that I do what I do, and that's the way I like it. But I tell you, I think... I'm just covering my bases because I know I'm going to say, "No, Don, I would never do that."
And one of your friends is going to call
it. Somebody would just say, "Hey, you know, I remember the time you went." Because I mean, if a woman is absolutely, you know, turbo gorgeous, I would probably...
And bingo.
There you go. Absolutely.
No. That's where I say to you that I don't care if this guy is freaking Frankenstein. He's on television. He sees you walking down the street. Immediately he did this.
I would much rather say to a very close friend of mine, you know, hey, bring up the fact.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, you use everything you can get. But I would never say, is that okay? Does that count as fair? You know, as far as...
I think that is fair.
Right.
But this guy didn't have a guy to be the go-between. He just walked right up, hey, how you doing? You ever watch The Profiler? That's me. Like she would say, oh, wow, that's great. God, but I'd love to F you.
Sure, Bear.
Find a hotel room.
I will tell you that I'm thinking about adopting a new strategy, because it just isn't happening for me right now.
Well, you know, you should use The Profiler, because like you say, nobody'd know till it was too late anyway.
Yeah. Hey, you ever watch The Profiler? I got news for you, and this is the way I look at it. In this town, we're hotter than The Profiler.
What channel is it on? What network is it on?
When I looked it up, I found out it's on NBC.
NBC.
Hey, you know, Mike, what strategy you could do is we could just start having you paged in restaurants.
Oh, yeah, and that is something, like, if I was out with Rob, that is something that, you know, if Rob and I were out for an evening, I would, no, I couldn't. I couldn't. You know what? I'm just thinking,
famous
there's just no way.
Mike O'Mara.
Now, that I would do as a goof. That would be funny.
Do you know that, here's a great Scott Shannon story.
Oh, good.
I don't think I've ever told you about that.
As we moved to a guy that would actually do it.
Yeah.
What he would do was, whenever we would fly anywhere, he would,
in the morning.
First thing he would do is go to the white phone and have himself paged. And I would always say, why do you do that? And he'd say, well, just in case anybody in radio is in the area, that they'd know that I'm in town, they think that maybe something is happening.
It's so pathetic.
So whenever we would fly anywhere, we'd mainly fly like to Charlotte or to Raleigh.
Right.
Or you know.
The entertainment hubs.
All these redneck sites. It'd always be, hold on a second, boy, hold on. Would you page Mr. Scott Shannon for me, please? As we'd be walking through the airport, we would hear that, you know.
Paging Michael Scott Shannon.
And would he be looking around to see if anybody recognized him?
And he'd have a big Jethro grin on his face.
Right.
You know, big Cheshire Cat grin, like he's pulled something off.
A jive.
That's Shannon. All right,
my sugar bear, you should come out, and you should come out, and I should just record the things you hear in various bars. You know, I didn't even tell you, because that was only interesting because that guy was on TV. I don't even tell you the run-of-the-mill guys who say, oh, well, my townhouse is right around the corner, don't you? I mean, this guy... You know, wanted desperately to show us his townhouse.
That makes me feel better that the TV guy didn't come right out and say it to you, but other guys just said, hey, my townhouse is right around the corner.
Now, I think that I bring something to the show now that's a little bit new, a little new perspective. When you are out and about, do you have the big rock on your hand on the hand?
Oh, absolutely. I was telling people too. I was telling them how great being married is.
But, you know, this is where...
And then they still continue?
This is where her story, at least from my standpoint, starts to crumble. As I'm listening to this, and she says...
Oh, you got me!
And she says to me, no, honey, listen, no, nothing ever happens when I go out with my single friends. As a matter of fact, all these guys that were hitting on me, I told them how much I love you.
Well, I never say all these guys that were hitting on me.
But I know that there are all those guys that are hitting on me.
You have these little conversations in your own head. I never say that. Now,
would you call the guy saying my townhouse is right around the corner?
You know, it's
hitting on you?
Being friendly. How come when I'm there and I'm...
Hold on. Now, I got to jump in here, Frida.
Hold on.
If a guy is telling you that his townhouse is around the corner, context is that?
He's not being friendly.
No, that, and I did not see a town. I didn't go. I said no, and there was a woman there who I was chatting with too.
I am proud of you.
What?
I'm real proud of you.
Thank
you. I agree. I second that. Mike, bravo to you, sir.
There was a woman there.
Good for you for the self restraint not to immediately go to the stranger's townhouse and have sex with them. Jesus.
I was home by 11.
You know, I
and meanwhile, what were you doing that day as part of your, quote, job?
In front of 6 million people, I was watching two girls go at it to win a prize.
Two girls that really, I can tell you in my humble opinion, although they said that they went both ways, I believe they preferred the company of women.
They feast on the yeast.
You know, I would like to take a vote on a person, who was worse. I'm at a bar. I'm chatting with my girlfriend.
You know, I go through this with her all
the
time.
Wait a minute.
Honey.
I'm telling
you. You're talking about real life. I'm talking about radio.
Well, you radio are really alive when you're on radio. It is real life.
All I know is, here's my only point. Let's say someday we're doing the show and we're taking phone calls. You're driving around in the fabulous car that I provided you. And you hear someone call and say, hey, Don and Mike, when you guys were down the street, I heard this girl come up to you and say that her townhouse was right around the corner. I guarantee that if you heard that, well, what am I saying? The whole thought is ridiculous that a woman would approach either one of us and say, my townhouse is right around the corner.
And if you said...
But if it did happen...
And if you said to the woman, I am so happily married, I really like my spouse. I don't, you know, I think it's great being married. I'm happy.
I would be so busted without even having done the first thing.
You know, you don't... how can I be? I have an announcement to make. Anyone who I told Friday night I was really happily married, I have to rethink it because my husband does not understand me one little bit. You would not be busted for turning down some woman.
Hey, Pollyanna, here is what I do not understand. How when a man approaches you, and apparently more than one man did on Friday, how you categorize this in your Alice of Wonderland dream world as they're just nice guys. I mean, I can deal with the fact that you're attractive and you go out and guys are going to hit with you when you go out with your friends. But this whole ridiculous notion of, oh,
where'd you go, Frieda?
They're just nice guys.
Well, I went to probably one of your hangouts. I was at a place in Georgetown that's been around 100 years.
My hangout is the D.C. Metro.
And, you know, and she's out there, incidentally, with, one of her newly, I don't know if they're separated or divorced,
they
are. But, you know, the friend.
There's nothing wrong with that, Don.
The friend who's just out there, Mike, what I'm saying, they're giving out the pheromones. They're oozing out of their system. It's oozing out that, you know, that me want. He wants.
He does not.
Me need.
Pheromones. I love that word.
But I know that they're oozing. And some of hers were, as the pheromones would ooze out of your friend, some of them would fall on you.
Okay, you know, why don't you go to the beach again next weekend? You're exhausting me, darling. I am just out with a friend. I wanted to go Friday night? I was hungry. I wanted to go to IHOP.
I was
hungry for pancakes.
I simply thought it was interesting that a famous guy tried to pick you up with that goofy line.
What time did you want to go to IHOP?
It was 7 o'clock at night. Oh. And I was home by 11. I mean, I really...
So you say. I have no way of proving that, being as I did not get a phone call from you. I'm just saying to you what you would say to me. So you say you were at home at 11.
11, that's when
now,
I go out.
The next time somebody makes an inappropriate invitation to check out his townhouse because I didn't want to.
That's the first thing you have to do.
No, I cannot check out your townhouse, but you may take off all your clothes and do kinky things with your body because that's okay in my husband's eyes.
Honey, this is where really you lose me. You're talking about something that happens in a fantasy world when I'm on the radio.
Chucky,
it doesn't happen in real life. In real life...
It's not your boss making you do these things on the radio. You are the one making the decision that you like to focus on the naked women.
Right.
The listeners can't even see what you're seeing, so you're not even doing it for your listening audience.
See, now we're getting to the chewy center of all of these arguments.
That's your own
conclusion. May I point out, I did not ask for naked girls to come down.
You never ask girls to take your clothes off.
I was more the catalyst this time.
It's every day.
No, it's not every day.
It's today when you talk about the thing with Tom Gavin.
One
of the things will be take your shirt off for Tom Gavin.
Because it's funny. That's comedy.
Your listeners cannot see.
But they will be able to hear.
Don't begrudge us giving Tom a little pleasure.
They will be able to hear Tom's reaction. And darling, it's called Theater of the Mind. It's called, and the operative word there is theater. Now, if
I
you
think had, that's 90% your pleasure, 10% listener
right.
pleasure.
Right. Okay. Listen, you know you got a funny way of turning things around.
Because there was a time, my darling, why when you would turn around and not look.
Why don't you just? Oh well, no, there was one time.
No, that was more than one time.
One time when you made me wear the blindfold that time,
no,
and I was humiliated
by
that.
There was a time because you. I wouldn't even ask, but you did it for your son.
Well,
and he thought it was inappropriate.
Well, now my son thinks it's highly appropriate.
Well,
and as a matter of fact, you should know that your son instant messages me all the time during the show, like asking when he turns 18 if I'll supply him with naked girls on the show.
He's not married.
Okay.
But I am married. The point is, it doesn't do your listeners any good for you to be looking at these women.
You know what? End of discussion. I'm not letting you turn this around. I tell you what. Tomorrow, when you go to see the man who I'm not calling a carny,
yeah.
Why don't you ask some dead people what they think about the issue?
All right, I will.
Okay? That's the latest on the Free to Hit parade, is that tomorrow she and her mom and her sister and her other sister, they're all going up to New York. They're all very excited. They're going to be in the studio audience for the John Edwards show.
John Edwards, who communicates from beyond the grave.
Talks with the dead. So let's see what dead people have to say.
I'm looking forward to it.
I know, honey, I know you are, and I don't begrudge you that. Have a fantastic time.
If somebody dead hits on me.
what if...
Do you trust me? Do you trust me with some dead horny guys?
With a dead guy?
I have a boyfriend that's dead. Do you trust me going to New York?
You know, Richard Harris has just passed away.
Really? You have a boyfriend who's dead? Who is it?
It was a guy I dated who worked at a radio station. Surprise, surprise.
Shocker. Did you date anybody besides disc jockeys before you finally got
me? I went into radio right out of college. Do you think it was because it was any good? Or
seriously?
I just liked to meet guys.
She liked DJs.
You like DJs.
Yeah, I was brilliant, wasn't I?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. My God.
A smart girl.
All right. All right, well, have a great time up there. All right, love you.
All right, I love you.
Bye.
I am happily married. All right, bye.
Keep saying that.
Yeah, I'm telling myself.
All right, bye-bye. I'm telling you, that's not a two-way street, folks. I'm just goofing. I'm busting their balls, but that is not a two-way street.
Right.
That if the opposite happened, you bet your ass that right now my nuts would be hanging up on the wall.
I think so. And you know, the only thing that I would say is that based on our phone calls that we get, I think the listeners enjoy that.
Oh, that is
just as much as we do.
That is totally Frida's perspective.
Right.
And she only pulls that out. That's how I know I got her back in the corner.
Yeah.
She only pulls that out when she knows she can't win the argument.
Exactly.
She only does, and that's her regular.
I mean, I don't mean exactly.
Modus operandi.
No, I took an editorial position. I retract that.
Do not be afraid.
I'm very afraid of your wife.
Do not be afraid of my wife, Mike. I'm not afraid of her sometimes.
You know what? You said one thing in there, and I'm not going to, because I know you got mad at me before the show when I was talking to Rod. You said one thing about that beautiful car that I provide you with.
Negative. Don't, Mike, don't. And you know what?
I'm not saying anything.
It's not fair because you didn't even like the show.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, of all the Curb Your Enthusiasms
don't.
That you should see.
La, 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 la.
You should see the one.
La, 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 la. You know what? Not fair because you didn't even
I'm not like saying anything you, about the
you
plot.
Did, you didn't like the show.
I love it now.
You didn't. Okay. Well, it's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Please give me until tomorrow.
Okay.
Until I've seen it, so we can discuss it.
So, without saying anything about the plot, I can't even say that I think it'll be the one you like the best.
Thanks. No, you can.
That's all I'm saying.
But how do you know?
I'm not going to tell you.
Because I've seen them all.
No, but I'm not going to tell you that, but if you don't, I'll be very surprised.
Okay.
That's all I was going to say.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm so pathetic when I'm up at the beach. We don't have the dish anymore at the house.
Oh, yeah.
They got hit by the tornado.
Who's the one that told me to get TiVo incident? I didn't even watch it at its normal time. So, I watched it this morning.
I have to go next door last night to watch The Sopranos with my mother-in-law. And I'm watching The Sopranos with her, and I love her, God. She's fantastic. But the peppering of questions
about the show because she doesn't watch it right
throughout the show. the questions with the
hi, this is Don's mother-in-law.
You know, this is a person who would not have HBO if you probably didn't provide it for
right.
her.
Why is Tony doing this?
Right.
Who is the man with the ponytail?
Yeah.
What is the black guy doing
sure.
on the show? Why is the girl talking to these people? I wanted to stay and watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
But I thought after spending an hour of explaining The Sopranos to her, there'd be no way I could explain Curb Your Enthusiasm to my mother.
So you don't mind me saying what I said about I just think it's one, and I would ask, Rob, do you think I'm probably right about that?
Yeah, I do.
And I'm looking forward to the magic of TiVo of watching it tonight.
It's you. It's
okay.
good.
Well, thanks.
And last week, it took me, I haven't liked all the Curb Your Enthusiasms. It's been a growing process where I think they've been getting funnier and funnier, and I really thought that last week was hysterical, and I didn't think it could be outdone, and I love the show now, and I actually like it better than The Sopranos, and The Sopranos, it just seems to me, is still...
Well, let's hold off on that.
...wallowing, and it's like boredom.
Let's hold off on that until we review The Sopranos again later in the show today.
Very good. Okay, excellent.
I think we're going to have differing points of view based on what we were discussing before the show today.
Right.
That,
yes.
I don't want to give it away, but one of us feels one way, and...
Yeah, one scene does not a show make.
Well, for me it did. But then again, you know, I'm watching it with my 8-year-old mother-in-law.
Yeah, I think you might have been skewed.
And trying to explain to her, you know, why I'm laughing in certain points and,
right.
and who people are.
Sure.
So, you know, sorry about that Curb Your Enthusiasm thing. It's just it's something I'm looking
for. No, I mean, I understand
to.
As far as revealing plot is I would never do that to you. I mean, I know you love that show, and I know you TiVo it, and I know you're going to go watch it. It's just I was so, you know, I almost called you. I mean, that's how jacked I was about it. It was that good.
Well, I wish you would have called me last night. You know, here's what's going on, and I know we got a break. Just 30 seconds here, Lisa. My mother and my father-in-law, both of them, and my wife busts my balls about how loud I run the TV. But you know people when they get to be like 80,
right?
How loud they have it going.
Sure.
Well, I got my mother-in-law who is indulging me and got The Sopranos on the television by the kitchen. And we're watching that, and just 20 feet away,
right.
my father-in-law...
Is he watching the series?
He's got the football game. He's got the Redskins game on.
Yeah.
And he's got, it's battling volumes between these two. Whenever there's a quiet moment in The Sopranos,
right.
I hear, you know, and that's a first down for the Indianapolis Colts. And then I start to think about that. And then I got to wait for Tony to yell on The Sopranos.
Right.
So the focus goes back there. And I've got her saying, well, who is this guy? And what's going on here? And
right.
why is he doing that? And who's, is she Russian? I thought Tony was married.
Right, exactly.
So it was just back and forth, back and forth, back
so
and forth.
It wasn't total blissful solitude.
No, it was not.
Right.
No, it was not. It was 1 hour of absolute jam-packed, you know, me and my mother and father-in-law, all of us watching this together.
You're a good son-in-law.
But I'm looking forward to seeing the Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I know we are going to differ about The Sopranos. All right, we got a break.
And if we get a chance, I wouldn't mind talking about one of the more disappointing World Series that I've ever seen.
No, no problem.
For one reason and one reason only. Eisner.
Yeah, okay. But hold on. I got, when we come back, I got to tell you about a fantastic running with a phone solicitor. also, a great, don't tip my hand here, but a really great drunken message from my ex-neighbor, Gary.
Ah, very good.
Who lives over in France, who was trying to call you and I during the show on Friday and mistakenly called my cell phone.
Oh, dear.
And left a message. Now we have $1,000 on the line with Secret Sound number 3, and I will offer you a clue today.
Uh-oh.
Excellent.
Your clue is in the kitchen.
Oh, there you go.
That's your clue.
Give it away.
In the kitchen. Call 100 right now at 877-365-3636. My townhouse is right around the corner.
Come on over,
and,
baby.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
You're right back outside the circle, and once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Fopper. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show.
America's favorite inebriant, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, here we are with $1,000 on the line. You, baby. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, am I calling 100?
Yes, you are. What's your name, my friend?
This is Mike from Baltimore.
Mike, you've won, let me see. Oh, it's,
almost time, kids. It's almost time.
Silver Shamrock.
Be in town for the horror fun.
It's almost time, kids.
It's almost time.
It's almost time, kids.
Well, this guy,
the clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon.
Right.
Remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time. Almost time.
You want a DVD copy of Elvira's Haunted Hills?
There you go.
From Good Line Entertainment.
They are haunted.
Yeah. And you've also won the Dead Grandmother Mask.
That's exciting, too.
That is exciting.
This Halloween mask provided by AnnieMask.com. I guess they'd like me to read a Dead Granny Mask.
Dead Granny.
Does that make it any better?
Not any better to me.
Dead Granny.
But I understand Elvira's Hills have roads on them.
You are. You're going to play for $1,000 now, and here is your clue.
In the kitchen.
Play you this.
In the kitchen.
Play you this common everyday sound.
Right.
And give you 15 seconds. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Richard Harris as a tribute. A little departure from the norm.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. I would not call it an everyday sound, to be honest with you. Although, you know what? For some of you, really, it might be a more than once a day sound.
And I'll never have that recipe again, again.
Yeah. See, for some of you, it's like a never sound. Uh-huh. For some of you, it might be a regular every morning sound. Hmm. For some of you, it could be a regular morning and night sound. Am I confusing the issue?
No, I say you're actually making it clear. I know Rob's going crazy because you're giving a lot of information.
Nah, come on, Rob. It's okay. They'll never get it. For $1,000, what is it?
I'm going to go turn a toaster oven on.
Turning a toaster oven on. Oh,
we're sorry.
Negative. Don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
A clue for you. Okay, so Sunday.
Sunday.
I'm in the sanctuary. I'm alone. Right? I'm by myself.
You're in the model home.
I'm in solitude. And, phone rings. Now, I know we've had the time change and everything, but it is 8:30 on Sunday morning.
So it's really 9:30.
Right. You're right. It's really 9:30, but the world thinks it's 8:30.
Right.
Either way, it's goddamn early on Sunday morning. Fortunately, I'm a morning person, and I'm up, but they caught me because I had not yet had my morning cup of Joe. And Frieda will tell you that until I get that cup of coffee in me.
You can be a little ornery.
Yeah, I'm really just, I shut down until I have my coffee. Mm-hmm. Phone rings. I assume it's one of two people. It's either my wife or my mother-in-law. So I pick up the phone. I go, hello. They go, hello. This is Jolene from the Salisbury Times. Have you thought about subscribing to the Salisbury Times? And I unleashed on this woman
a profanity-laced tirade.
You would not believe. And she stayed on the line for all of it.
Wonderful.
I said, do you know, and I was using the words, obviously, it's effing Sunday, effing morning. Yes, sir, but I was wondering if you knew. I said, no. Do you know that Sunday morning is an effing sanctuary to people? What if I was going to effing church? What if I had been out all effing night and had just effing gotten home? 8:30 in the effing morning is a time for solitude. She said, but I'm just here to ask. And I said, I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
And that made me even angry because she wouldn't off her pitch.
She was so stupid she was continuing. And, I mean, I lost it. I had the cordless phone, and I'm pacing around going, don't you know? Don't you? And I said, I will never subscribe to your newspaper. I'm going to burn every copy of the newspaper that I ever see. If I ever go to a box and you can put a quarter in and take one out, I'm going to take them all out. I'm going to burn them all. It's the worst newspaper in the world. And frankly, I'm going to talk about this on a national radio show on Monday.
You know, if you went to a box and put a quarter in and took out all of the papers, that would probably effectively kill their circulation.
Or increase it.
Yeah, or increase it, right. Right,
but
right.
I am going to discuss this on my national radio show on Monday. And then I said, what the F do you have to say about that, bitch?
Oh, no.
And then she said, I don't appreciate being talked to like that. And then I said to her, I don't appreciate being called at 8:30 in the morning to sell me an essie, crappy, goddamn third-rate local newspaper. Go to hell, bitch! All of this absolutely verbatim. Still on the line.
Stayed on the line.
I said, are you still there? Yes, I am. I said, what kind of a stupid bitch are you? I said I don't want the effing paper. You're effing calling me on effing Sunday morning. I'm telling you you're a stupid bitch. I hate the newspaper. I'm going to talk badly about this on my radio show on Monday. Hang the F up. And she says, you hang up first, sir.
Oh my God.
And I said, I cannot believe this. And she said,
got to admire her persistence.
She says, my mother did not bring me up to act in the way that you're acting. I believe in treating people with the same respect and dignity as I would like to be treated with by them.
Wow.
And I said, really? Well, I tell you what, bitch. Give me your phone number, and I'll call you at home. I saw that Jerry Seinfeld thing.
Right.
I said, I'll call you at home sometime on your day off and try to sell you some worthless rag newspaper that you don't want. I cannot give out private information. I mean, she was and the more that she kept
right.
this absolute...
Unflappable.
This stone wall of just... My mother did not bring me up this way, so...
She was maybe getting into it.
I don't know if she was or not. I asked for her name. Her name was Jolene. And I asked for a supervisor's name, and she said, well, there's no supervisor on duty. And I said...
Never are.
I said, of course not. It's 8:30 in the effing morning on Sunday. It's Sunday goddamn morning.
Oh, wow.
At the time when people go to church. And then she says, with a mouth like that, I don't know if you'll be welcome in my church, sir.
She really got into it.
It really got ugly. Because I said, I want to tell you something, you low-level $4-an-hour bitch. I don't care what church you think I go or don't go to. I'll tell you what. I would rather sweep the floors in hell before I had a job that made me call people at 8:30 on Sunday morning to sell the goddamn Salisbury Times, a newspaper that I wiped my A with. And it was at that point that she hung up.
Oh, yeah. There you go. She just she had enough.
That was it. When I said...
But she didn't have enough before.
No. This was
And I wish you had a digital audio tape recorder there.
This was a five-minute...
God.
A five-minute scream fest. I mean, I was... screaming.
I think some of their training in some of these solicitors, they will not hang up until you
right.
I mean, that's the way they do it.
Really? Salisbury Times? Really? 8:30 on a Sunday morning. Now,
right.
I admit, I overreacted. I hadn't had my coffee yet.
Sure.
If I had had my coffee and I'd been calmer, I'm sure I would have had the same reaction. It wouldn't have been as delightfully full of profanity.
Right.
But I would have had the same conversation. Really, though, of all the times they get a call from a phone solicitor,
mm-hmm.
I know everybody's gotten the calls late at night and you know, and on Saturday afternoon. But 8:30 on Sunday morning?
That's particularly, I mean, especially, you know, as you say, if somebody's, you know, having a very late night on Saturday and wants to sleep in. Well, and, you know, would Sunday be the number one day people sleep in? I would
absolutely.
Think so.
Sure. Even if you didn't have a late night on Saturday, maybe it's your one day you go to bed at, you know, 11 o'clock on Saturday night. You want to sleep until 9 on Sunday morning?
I probably would have been sleeping till 9 if my kids hadn't come in at technically 5 o'clock with the daylight savings time or whatever, 4 o'clock in the morning. And not 4 o'clock in the morning being, you know, sleepy and just, you know, having a nightmare or something. About 4:30, they came in and they're up.
Ready to
wide
get
awake.
They're
yeah.
up. They're up for the whole day. I don't know whether it was... I put them to bed early on Saturday night.
5:30 real time.
Yeah, 5:30 real time, and I put them to bed early on Saturday night, and it was the same thing today. They had a day off from school today, and they were both just wired and up up very, very early, you know? And, you know, Daddy's got his rhythm that that's just totally disrupted. But, you know, I didn't say any of those because you said it. In fact, I think it was a hug and a kiss for both of them when
hello.
They came into...
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yes, hello.
I think it's totally uncalled for you to talk about that woman's salary. Just because she doesn't make the millions of dollars you do. She's just trying to make a living, and she doesn't
need you. Know what? Honey,
what,
listen.
Honey? What, honey? You have... You go
hey, off I'm going to... Let me stop both of you.
I identify this woman as a professional.
She is an absolute... This is
we
probably her 30th, and she goes on and do just for once, do what she doesn't want. Cut her off at the knees because she loves to be on the radio.
I mean, I reckon
there.
She's
oh,
grown.
She will go on. Right, Rob?
Uh-huh.
We just did the worst thing we could do to her.
She's a pro, and as I recall, maybe one of her first calls was about the Elian Gonzalez thing.
I believe it was. I believe it was. And then there was another one in between, and maybe one more.
Two or three.
Where she calls, and she will not. She will just go on and...
That real measured...
Anything for a fight, yeah.
She's a professional phonophile.
Yeah, she is indeed. And that's like the... If you want to really get to her, we just did by cutting her off like that.
And listen, about the money, it's fact. I'm sure the woman makes hardly anything, and I was mad at her. F her.
Well, I think, really.
F her family. She called me at 8:30 on Sunday morning.
And you don't do that.
F the newspaper. Really. Piece of crap family. Newspaper.
F her family. Quoting Charles Barkley.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
My God.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello?
Hi.
Do I have Don and Mike?
Yeah, this is Don and Mike.
Hi, I'm calling about being a telemarketer. I used to be a telemarketer myself.
Yes.
And I really feel bad for the lady that called you that morning on Sunday.
Right.
Because
I agree
that 8:30 is way too early. I think there's legalities that...
And honey, I want to tell you something.
As a matter of fact, there is.
Yeah.
It's illegal.
I want to tell you something. That I have absolutely no patience for telemarketers. I have none. I know people have to make a living, but
yes.
I have no patience for them.
I don't either. What I do is I usually tell I was a telemarketer only because I had to make money and I'm good on
the telephone. Honey, here's the deal. If you really have to make money, you know, you and I both know there's an easier way you could make ends meet than being a telemarketer.
It's a form of marketing.
It's actually a quite easy way if you tune yourself out and just pretend you're an
honey,
actor.
Honey, God forbid she try to get the joke and understand the line.
Just understand, lady.
I understand
you don't
what
need
you're
to use
saying,
your
but what
talk.
I mean is...
What
I mean,
I'm saying to you is...
You want to know what kind of individual is a telemarketer? We're listening
right
to one right
here
now.
Here you go. I wish you would take my advice.
Humorless dullard.
And the next time...
I quit that and got into teaching. But what I'm saying is...
I feel sorry for your
great.
Students.
Great. The next time you're out of work, I urge you to sell yourself.
I will never take a telemarketing job. I will never do that again.
Become a common whore.
What do you teach?
I teach special ed kids.
It's very. You notice how she gets a little flustered when she. You think it's a lie, Rob?
I guarantee
absolutely.
You it's a lie.
Well, I actually was going to say emotionally disturbed.
No, you don't go from being a telemarketer to teaching TARDs. You absolutely don't.
You do.
There's like 25 million jumps between those two jobs.
Yeah, man, you seem to skip a beat there. It was one of two things. Either you were concocting a lie.
I had some children.
You were maybe concocting a lie, or you were amazed that you were actually...
And then I went back into teaching.
Well, you know what actually might slow you down also? You actually took the time to listen for the first time in the conversation.
She's uncommon with that. That's unfamiliar territory.
So what kind of education do you need? What kind of training do you need to be a special ed teacher?
You need a bachelor of...
Mike, I'm asking her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You definitely need a bachelor's degree.
Definitely.
And then you have to take some master's courses.
And where did you go to school?
University of Maryland and the University of South Florida.
Mm-hmm. And how'd you go from being a telemarketer to help in special ed?
Well, I had my degree, and when I had my child, the hours for telemarketers are whatever hours you want.
Whatever, right, like 8:30 on Sunday morning.
I think you ought to go back into telemarketing. I think you got
I
the personality for it.
I never called people at 8:30 on Sunday morning.
Good.
Because I knew.
I think you've got the personality for it.
But I just think that when...
You know who you could call on Sunday morning? Be some of your students. They don't know the difference.
No, that might be true. But I just wanted
to... See, there you go. There's some compassion. I mean, it's one thing that I said, and she agreed with me.
I'm just saying this.
That, what are you saying?
I'm just saying. You say that a lot, don't you? I'm just saying.
Yes, maybe I do while I'm talking to you.
Just to us? What about to your retarded children?
They're not retarded, actually.
They're not?
They're special because you teach them.
I never use the word retarded when I talk to you.
No, we're not going
to
slam special ed kids, but we're going to slam you.
And I still don't believe you should teach it.
Yeah, I don't believe you teach special ed.
But I do believe you're a telemarketer. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I definitely was one for quite a while. For Time Life magazine, which was...
I bet you were good at it.
That's really, really bad. I mean,
I bet you were good at it. Were you good at it?
I was quite good at it.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Yeah. What did you sell again? There's no such magazine as Time Life.
There's Time Life books.
I see.
You know, the Wild Wild West series and all kinds of different series.
Uh-huh.
Home gardening series.
Let's hear your pitch.
My pitch?
Yeah.
On the series?
Yeah. Okay, collect your
thoughts. The Wild Wild West series was the best series.
The what?
That doesn't sound like a sales pitch. What would you say when you'd call people
up? Pitch? Let me try to remember.
Yeah, your pitch that I mentioned about 10 minutes ago.
You'd have to call people. You were not allowed to, if they said no, your bosses were listening on the phone.
Honey,
let them. Yes?
We asked for a pitch, not for your biography.
Okay. Hello, this is Louise calling from Time Life magazine.
F you.
Wow. Man, oh man.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
First time caller.
Hi.
Now, if that lady had called you at 9, that's exactly what she would have gotten.
Right. A calmer, more rational, just F you.
Just an F you. Goodbye. Not even a goodbye.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
F off.
Sure.
Click. Hello.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
What do you call a female... what do you tell a female telemarketer with two black eyes?
Well, now, hold on. We're getting into a whole joke thing here.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, she didn't listen the first time.
You're kind of on topic. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, can I speak with Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking with us. Hi.
Oh, hey, Mike. Or Don.
Hi.
Hi.
That lady's right. You can get those degrees like that. I got my bend over, or BFD from bend over you, so you can do anything.
Is this comedian day today or what?
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, this is Andy calling from Time Life Book, where we have a wonderful assortment of hoes with annoying voices and bitches that don't know any better. Would you like to buy one?
Thank you, Andy. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi.
Hey, first time caller.
Hi.
When I was in high school, I did a stint as a frickin' telemarketer. And while I was trying to sell people crap, I was watching the news, and the company I was working for was being indicted for fraud as I was working. They're the biggest balls of crap in the universe, and it was run by, like, this big ex-wrestler guy from the ECW, and he used to just loom over us and, like, try to steal calls out of us. It was really just a horrible environment to work for.
Wow.
So, and I joined the Army, which is much better.
Right.
That's pretty bad. I joined the Army, which is much better.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
You want to know what is really annoying about those telemarketer people?
What?
Is when they call you and they say, where's your crap detector now?
You knew he had to jump in.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Every time.
Hello.
Hey, guys. I'm on your side 100%, Don. Can you believe these people? When they call you up on the phone, and it's a free game to just give them crap. Even if it's not 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm calling you.
Kind of agree. Mm-hmm. I find it a wonderful release for stress.
Yeah.
Oh, I do it all the time. They'll call for my wife, and they'll say, is Ann there? I say, no, she's tied up in the back right now. Just tell them anything.
You know, I really need that because I am stupid. I give them the whole, I'm really not interested. You know, it's a very inconvenient time. And I just spend too much time. I'd like to do your the way you did it, you know, which is like, F you, bam. You know, just end it,
satisfied.
Because it's really, or do the whole story, you know. Hello. Just be the Elephant Man or something.
Not as Mike. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I find it ridiculous that people would actually have, like, feel sorry for these telemarketers. They should know what they're getting into.
You know, there's...
I did it for 5 years, and if I were to get somebody like you on the phone, it would have just made my day. It's just the greatest thing.
Now that's the right attitude.
All right.
People wouldn't have the balls to say that kind of stuff. I'd have been talking about it for weeks. If she couldn't take it, she should get another line of work.
You know, and that's good. I bet there are the kind of guys that absolutely love it when people go off on them. Why not? You get rejection. You're dealing with rejection more than any other job out there, and you know, next to an actor, and you get to, you know, you get somebody that goes off. Of course, if you have the right personality, you enjoy it.
What the best way to handle them, I felt, is always get what product they're selling, and then say you have some sort of infirmity that would make it useless. So, right. The book salesman.
You say you're blind.
I'm sightless.
Yes.
Exactly. I've been lightless.
We have the Braille version.
See, but again, so you're putting too much thought into it. It's like
it's great to make them awkward, though.
It's so easier. It's so much easier. It's so much easier just to. And normally it is, like I said, just a low key word. Just
not interested. I'm having a heart attack.
F no.
I have but days to live.
I'm having a heart attack right now.
Right now. Right now. Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, great.
Hey, do you keep your test that you do, sex test, on hand?
Yes.
Do you remember when you did Tony Curtis?
Yes. A couple months ago. Sure.
What did he answer to gay sex? Because there was an interview with him on the news recently that said he participated in it.
He said
he
no.
He was 22.
He said no.
There were quite a few answers. He was kind of ambiguous on that. Well, no, that might be one that he actually answered no
I
to.
I think so, because I think we all kind of had our ears perked up on
that. Right.
Him.
Well, then he lied, because he did.
Well, I mean, you don't know whether that story's true.
I do, though. That's the problem.
Why? Were you there?
Nah, just kidding. I wasn't.
Okay. And I'm curious to know what news show you would hear that Tony Curtis had gay sex.
I'm Dan Rutter.
Well, coming up. He did an interview in a gay magazine in London. So
what does that mean?
I don't know. He said he participated in it when he was 22.
How did you get a gay magazine from London?
No, he said the news story I heard said he.
Where do you hear it?
On the radio here in San Francisco.
Oh, all right.
Incredible.
Okay.
Sorry.
You win. Bye-bye.
Okay.
No,
I don't believe it until I hear it from Mike Buchanan.
And all you had to do was say San Francisco.
Yeah, then, oh,
we
fine.
Said, well,
okay. I mean, probably, you know, everybody's gay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Gay or Asian?
Hey, guys.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, it's me.
Who?
Tom Gavin.
Hey, Tom. Hey.
Hello, Tom. Are you excited about Halloween?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Tom, listen to this. The whole show on Thursday.
Hey, take me out there. I just wanted to surprise him.
Tom, you're talking to us.
Okay.
You're on the air right now,
okay.
Tom.
On Thursday? What now? What time do you mean?
Tom. Hey, Tom.
Yes?
Calm down.
Calm down.
Okay.
Here's the deal, Tom.
Okay.
You show up at about 3.
Okay.
And we're going to give you a bag.
Yeah.
That has 31 different little trick-or-treats in it.
Yeah.
And people will come down and they will pick stuff out of the bag.
Yeah.
And all of it's good stuff for you.
Okay.
Like if someone pulls one out, it'll say, clean Tom's ears.
Where someone might pull one out and says, rub Tom's feet.
Okay. Another one might pull one out and says, clip Tom's toenails.
Okay.
Trim Tom's nose hair.
Rub Tom's head.
Okay.
If there's a hot girl, there might be one that says, show Tom your boobs.
Okay.
And out of the 31 people who come down to trick or treat, or as we're calling it, trick or Tom,
yeah,
two people will win $500 each.
Okay.
Okay?
And all you have to do is just sit back and enjoy yourself, Tom.
And should I dress up?
No. Just
okay.
No, wait, Rob, you're right. Yeah, like a tux.
What?
No, a costume.
Yeah, Tom, you should wear a costume.
What do you want to dress up as, Tom?
Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus, guys.
Isn't that the same one you wear every year?
Yeah.
Yeah go ahead.
Right. Yeah, you got it, Tom.
All right,
see you Thursday.
Hey, 3 o'clock, right?
3 o'clock.
Hi.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, Tom.
What? Guess what, guys?
What?
I got everybody a cigar. I got Rob a cigar. I got Mike a cigar. I got you. I got Buzz a cigar. And the big cigar is for you, Mike, Don.
Thank you, Tom.
Very nice.
That's very nice.
Hey, Tom.
Yes?
You ever have a teacher who was a telemarketer?
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you. I'll see you on Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.
Mystery solved.
You know, play back that little... thanks, I'll see you on Thursday. That was one of those moments he had.
One of those moments.
One of those moments of clarity.
Yeah, where he's like, thanks, I'll see you on Thursday.
Any chance he'll be sweating in that Santa suit?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, can I spell something? Oh, sorry. Don.
What?
One surefire way to get rid of telemarketers. When they call, you said, oh, I'm busy. Can I have your phone number? I'll call you right back. They'll hang right up on you.
Do they really do that? I heard that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they do that. They can't give their phone number out.
Of course, and that's a Jerry Seinfeld joke. I mean, from a show where he says, no, I'd really like to hear about this, but I tell you what, I don't have time right now. Give me your phone number.
Right.
And I'll call you at my convenience.
That's fantastic.
Right, and they'll just hang right up.
Yeah, but it's so much easier just to drop the F-bomb.
it's a funnier way to do it. I really want to spell something.
I don't get it. Are you talking about Tom?
Yeah.
He wants to spell. It was in his mind. And
bye.
He doesn't want to free himself of it.
I'm just kidding with you.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Ron.
Yo, Don and Mike. What's up, my man?
What? Hi.
I got a great way to get rid of telemarketers.
Okay.
I'll give you an example from what I did the other day. Telemarketer called me about 8:35 on Saturday night. I was going to go out to the club and stuff.
Yeah.
They called in. They said, hi, may I speak to the husband of the house? I said, yo, this is him. What the F you want? They said, oh, I'm sorry. We're trying to sell some magazines. And I said, well, I'm going to smoke a fat coupon right now. Y'all have to call back.
Thanks. I'll use that next time.
That'll work.
Bye-bye.
No problem at all. Peace.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Another way to get rid of what I normally do is I always keep my other cordless phone handy.
Yeah.
I turn it on and put it all together and feedback.
Squealing feedback.
Feedback. Oh, you get another phone, you get a cordless phone.
Yeah.
And you bring it up and you get feedback.
Why don't you just lay some of that rapid fire patter you have in your native country on them?
What is your language of origin?
What is my language? Spanish.
Spanish.
Yep.
Just lay some of that on them.
Why don't you just angrily, start shouting them in Spanish?
Real fast.
That probably will work, too.
All right, well, let's try it. Let's try a little exercise.
Mike and I will be the telemarketer.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, don't hang up.
We want to do an exercise where we'll be the telemarketer, and then you start shouting at us in Spanish.
Okay?
Can you do that for us?
Robbie, I need a phone ring, please.
Oh, you got it.
I'll try.
Okay, here we go.
So you understand, you're going to hear the telephone ring, and you say hello, and then we'll say, hi, we're Don.
Hi, we're from Time Life, and then just go off.
And then we would like to hear you go off on us in Spanish.
Okay. All right. That's right.
Excellent.
All we're doing is waiting for the phone ring sound effect.
It's coming up.
It's coming up.
How about the doorbell?
Okay.
There's the doorbell. Couldn't find the phone, we would find the doorbell.
Here you go. Hi, I'm Don.
No, he has to say hello.
Hello.
We got to get this sketch right.
Hold on a second.
And Don, why don't we simultaneously do it as, hi, we're from Time Life.
Okay. Hold on. We got the phone ringing.
Okay, very good.
All right, pick it up.
Hola.
Hi, we're from Time Life.
No habla inglés.
Oh.
No habla inglés.
I thought you were going to yell at us in Spanish.
No.
No, can you yell in Spanish?
No, I can't.
Are you one of those people from another country where you're like Nick Joe, where you just don't like to speak your native tongue?
What kind of a Spaniard are you?
I'm Spaniard.
Can't you just yell at us in Spanish, please? That's what we want.
I don't want to yell in Spanish.
Why don't you want to?
Why, please?
Why? Why don't you want
to?
Come on, let's try it again.
I'd really speak.
Your phone's ringing. Are you going to answer it?
Hi,
we're from Time Life.
No, I'm playing glitch. Senor, no, I'm playing glitch.
No.
You know, I guess that's all he knows.
That's all he knows.
Sorry, guys.
That is all he knows.
Well, how come you have the accent?
I have the accent, yeah. Didn't you tell us?
Hold on. Didn't you tell us?
How the hell do you not know your language, but yet you don't have... What?
I was born here, so...
Didn't you tell us?
Hold
on, time out. Did he tell us that he yells at people in another language?
No.
He's not. Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
I heard.
All right, that's okay.
Okay. Bye bye.
I thought he came back.
Right.
He didn't pick it up.
Hello.
Hi.
We're from Time Life.
No, I'm not English.
I thought with your accent you might be able to speak Spanish, but you don't.
Goodbye.
No, I can't. I only know a few words. That's about
okay.
it.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.
Adios.
He doesn't know what that means.
Very heavy accent without the language. That's...
I don't know.
I guess maybe there are people like that that have a heavy accent, but they don't speak the language,
apparently.
Wow.
We'll be right back.
Talk about behind the eight ball.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you really mean what you said up there?
Uh-huh. I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
What did I tell you the first time we met? I'm a Niners fan.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Not us. They can't stop hating on people. Don and Mike.
All right, almost done with the weekend. A little more to get to. Because I was... in my sanctuary, you know, right. Alone.
Yes, your sanctuary of solitude.
I went to a movie that I knew my wife would never go to. The Samuel Jackson movie, Formula 51. How did you like it? Let me just say first, unique.
Really?
Being the only white person in the theater.
Really?
And not helped by the fact that, and it was not, I hadn't planned on it, I had that... that goddamn Sean Puffy Combs warm-up suit on.
Warm-up suit. Did anybody give you grief about it?
And that it looks like PJs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I walked into the theater, and it was up on the Eastern Shore, and there was maybe 15 or 20 people in the theater.
Right.
All people of color.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in, and as I walked down the aisle, someone said... That's a fine suit.
Huh.
And I turned around and I went, hey, thanks. I kept going, and then I heard them laugh at me.
Oh, no.
And
ouch.
I then just sat there alone.
Oh, God. Realizing you had been mocked. Oh, God.
As I'm walking down the aisle.
That is too funny.
I hadn't even put the two together. I'm wearing this obvious...
Turn around like it's a legitimate compliment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The guy said, that is a fine suit. And I just started to say, hey. Just like that, I get a little point like,
oh, my
thanks.
God. Thank you.
Then I hear... You know, great movie. If you like Sam Jackson,
right,
you'll like it.
Good.
If you don't like Sam Jackson, good luck.
Mm. So you didn't go see Sweet Home Alabama?
No, I did not.
All right.
I did not. The Reese Witherspoon movie? Yeah.
I figured, you know, if you were going to go see one just by yourself.
Didn't make it.
Tuck Everlasting. Sold out.
Before I played at the table, my drunk former neighbor.
Right.
You brought up the World Series.
Yeah.
I want to say something about the World Series.
I do, too.
And I guess maybe about baseball in general.
Okay.
I tried to watch some of the World Series on Saturday night, and I tried to watch some of it last night. Here's the problem. I'm going to describe to you, as I see it, an at-bat. And this is not a superstar like Barry Bonds. This is just like a regular Joe Schmo for the Angels.
Right.
Who's... up at bat against a regular Joe Schmo for the Giants. Guy comes to the plate. The camera shows a close-up of the pitcher's face. Before the guy even takes a pitch, backs out of the box,
mm-hmm.
backs out of the box, starts pulling on his sleeves,
mm-hmm.
pulling on his gloves. We get a close-up of the manager. We get a close-up of the other manager. The guy steps back into the box. Pitcher steps off the mound. We go to a wide shot of the entire field. Then you go to the idiots with the thunder sticks. Then we go back to the guy who's standing on... Now the guy's back there. And just as he's about to... Oh, it's a... The guy throws to first to keep the runner on first.
So what's your point?
The point is, And I actually wrote this down during the game last night. During one pitch, you had a camera shot of the pitcher's face and of the hitter's face. Then you got a shot of the entire field, all of this before the pitch. The batter backs out of the batter's box, adjusted both pads on his elbows, adjusted his sock, redid his gloves. Then the pitcher stood off the mound and adjusted his glove. Then there was a close-up of both managers, a close-up of the player's wife, a big view of the field, and a promo for the Bernie Mac show in the corner of the screen.
Right down at the bottom?
Before the pitch.
Yeah.
And once I got intrigued by this, I started timing it. And during one bat, last night in the first inning, and I don't know one of these baseball players from the other ones except for Barry Bonds, one of the guys for the Angels, in between pitches, in his at-bat, in between the first pitch and the second pitch, 1 minute and 38 seconds.
Wow.
Now, it doesn't sound like a lot.
No, it is, though.
But think about it. Between the first pitch and the second pitch, minute 22. Between the second pitch and the third pitch, 2 minutes, 15 seconds. I had spent almost 8 minutes, and they threw the ball three times.
Right.
Three friggin' times.
Baseball.
That's it. I'm done. I mean, that's all I got on the World Series.
Well, I'm not going to, you know, agree with you about the game, because you know how much I love the game. It's my favorite sport. And really, towards the end of the game last night, even though I have my feelings about the outcome and a couple of thoughts that I want to share with you, I love the game of baseball. I totally agree that it can drag sometimes when you've got those pitchers that are, you know, stepping off the mound, especially ball players that are, you know, stepping in and out of the box. Last night, at the end of this, it's funny because when I was thinking about how much I didn't want to see the Angels win for one significant reason, I was also reminded, I'll tell you in a minute, I was reminded of just how incredibly exciting it gets when it gets right down to the wire and you do see the close-up of the guys' faces and you realize when, even at the last inning, when the Giants get two guys on, that one swing of the bat and the game's tied up, or, you know, the guys, it's the classic, you're a hero or you're a goat scenario, and it can happen so quickly.
Let me just say that
it's almost like, it's worth the wait sometimes.
The same stuff was happening during Game 6. This is the way,
right.
It could have been any baseball game.
It could be a game during the regular season. And I'm not going to argue with you that the game, you know, especially with certain players, certain pitchers in particular, just takes way too much time, and they you know, I'd love to see them, you know, baseball is this ongoing dynamic where they do make changes sometimes, and they do the same thing in football, where you could really speed the game up by putting a restriction on the amount of time the pitchers take.
You put a clock there.
And batters also. You know,
a clock there.
If you don't have a good reason to step out, you don't step out.
Come to the plate ready.
20 seconds.
But last night, you know, at the very end when they had Troy Percival on a mound, you know, trying to get the last out, you just saw it on his face, and you saw all these guys coming up trying to wreck it for him, and it was very exciting. However, at the very end of the game, they start showing pictures of Michael Eisner standing next to Ding Dong John Travolta.
The night before he was standing next.
Oh, my
God. The night before Game 6, he was standing next to Jim Belushi.
And all I could say is, you know, like Fairweather fan or something, or they're all sucking up to Eisner. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the game, of course, everybody goes nuts, and they show the picture of Gene Autry, you know, the 20-million-year-old picture of Gene Autry. And I was sitting there going, hey, you know, first time the Angels have won the World Series. Love to see a franchise do that for the first time in their history until I see Eisner.
Agreed.
And Eisner, down on the field, wearing the cap and wearing under his jacket a Mickey Mouse T-shirt.
Of course.
That incredible pump. And then they go to him, and he's just, it is so obvious. This man, this is not a passion to him. What he's doing is he's sitting there, he's saying,
I just want to say we're very happy we're back in the saddle.
Again, you're right, Rob.
And meanwhile,
stop it.
Meanwhile,
The team is for sale.
Yes.
And yeah, the team, they were booing him, and you couldn't hear the boos because he was handling the, you know, saying it very quick on and off. They were booing him in the background.
Good.
But I mean, I swear to God, when he had the Disney and then John Travolta raising up and hugging Michael Eisner so that his shirt pulled out of his pants and you could see his belly.
John Travolta's belly?
Yeah, they jumped up and he gave him a big in the shirt. It was like, you know, John Travolta is one of those guys has a little fluctuation in the waistline once in a while.
Absolutely.
He's at the higher end now and you can see his belly hanging out.
All right.
And it was just, and the only other thing I wanted to say is, you know what, Dusty, I know you love your kid. But don't put your kid through a trauma like that because he's too young to handle that. And his kid, he is holding his kid at the end of the World Series, and the kid is not crying. The kid is
screaming out of his mind
with tears. And that is a bad thing to put a kid through.
It had nothing to do with the game.
Right.
Somebody just said to him, your daddy will be dead before you get to middle school. Your daddy is old enough to be your grandpa.
Maybe that's why he wants to experience all this stuff with his kid. But it really, I felt so horrible. You know, I don't mind seeing a grown man cry when he's in the opposing, but this kid was not just, I mean, they're going, you know, Anaheim is going absolutely nuts, and you see this kid just, and he's holding on to him in the dugout, and you know, get him out of that environment. It was very, very, very frustrating, but to see Eisner, who I'm guessing that World Series championship means about as much to him as, you know,
I'm very happy for Gene Autry. Mm-hmm. It's nice to see we're back in the saddle again.
Nice. Happy to get to sell those goddamn thunder sticks to all the idiot residents of Orange County.
You know, there's always got to be the gimmick.
You know, and just
for the modern sport fan.
No offense to the California Angels, and I still call them the California Angels.
Right.
I lived out there a long time ago. Orange County.
Nobody goes to Angels games.
Orange County is the white trash Mecca of Southern California.
Why do you think they were for sale? I would love to check what the attendance is. And I hate to do this because, you know what, it doesn't matter to the team because the guys that were on the team, they won it, they deserved it.
Nobody does.
But, I mean, as far as the fans, when you're talking about the greatest fans, you know, that stadium, I would venture to say, had one of the worst attendances in baseball.
The Big Ed, as they call it, Edison Field.
Special Ed.
Yeah. No, Special Ed. The thing is, Orange County, I'm not surprised that the good people of Orange County, California, one, have really grabbed onto the rally monkey idea.
Right.
And two, love banging their thunder sticks.
Oh, God. And that's all you hear.
Because I'm telling you, it's white trash upon white trash upon white trash. If you live out in that area, you say to anybody, oh, we got to go to Buzz and Marsh's tonight. Where do they live? Orange County. Oh, no. We're not going to Orange County.
Well, I can't talk too much about the, you know, dissing the fans out there because really at the very end when I saw the joyous celebration and, you know, I watch all the seventh games or the end of the World Series and I watch the celebrations and I just say to myself, will it ever happen?
Never.
Will the day ever happen where my team will be able to experience that?
Speed it the frig up.
They can't. And you know what? They can, and they're talking about it. And they're talking about the fact that
you can
do it by you know, actually, if a pitcher doesn't pitch quick enough, it's a ball.
Yeah.
If a batter, you know, doesn't get back in the...
I'm for that, man.
It's a strike. And that's a very minor thing they could do that would speed the game up.
They all were so much crap. They all got... I mean, Barry Bonds got the thing on his elbow and the thing on his arm, and he's got, like, double gloves on, and he's got the sweatbands, and he's got the whole... Just go up and hit the friggin' ball.
I think also, you know, it can be there are other sports that you know, where it gets slow, where it gets horrible. Like, the end of a basketball game can be kind of insane, and the end of a football game when they all have their timeouts left. I just wish, in general, they just start the clock for all professional sports and go!
Yeah.
You know, get going. But, I mean, obviously, you know, the difference in baseball is you do not have the restraint of time like you have in other sports.
Which is why it's such a crappy sport.
It's not. Now, I don't, and you know, I met a guy like you also that's a big football fan, and I wonder why the guys that slam baseball and that love football.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're insecure about your own sport.
Not at all.
Yeah, because, I mean, he goes off and I'm like, I love baseball.
You know,
I like football, too. I don't like football as much as baseball. I don't understand why.
I would like baseball more. I want to like baseball.
But it's not a crappy sport. It's not. It's a great sport.
A boring, crappy sport.
It is not. It is. I will give you.
It is.
They could make it quicker, but it is not a crappy sport.
It's a crappy sport.
It's a great sport.
I like NASCAR more than than baseball.
My, you know, that's fine. You used to be a baseball fan.
Until the bastards went on strike.
That's what it is.
That's
all about.
But even back then,
right.
I would complain about the boredom factor.
Right.
That I was a fan because I had been a Cubs fan like you had been a Red Sox fan.
Right.
My whole life. Mm-hmm. Except for the Cubs, I really wasn't a baseball fan.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Well, you know, except for the Red Sox. I love the Red Sox, but that's what makes me a baseball fan. But if you told me, you know, who won which game of the World Series in the playoffs, once my boys are out... Right in September, you know, I go. I'm just a passionate Red Sox fan.
Just speed it up. That's all I need. Just speed it up and stop the ads. I like Bernie Mac, but I don't need to see Bernie Mac when I'm trying to see if a guy's going to hit a base hit or not.
Right.
You know, I don't need to see in the corner of my screen.
And that's superimposed, and it's just offensive.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I hate that.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes.
I love the Giants, and we are the West Coast Red Sox.
Well, you might feel like it today.
Were you from the Bay Area?
Yeah, we suck.
Yeah.
They let us down every time.
That was that was a Red Sox style letdown on the part of the Giants.
Sorry about that, honey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. I'm not hearing too good, you guys on the phone, so I apologize if I talk over you, but this won't take long.
Really?
I'll try not to make it take long.
Why don't you turn your radio down?
Hang on a second. I didn't know y'all could hear it. I went in the other room.
It's tedious as waiting for a guy to take his at-bat.
It's really quite simple.
Really?
Part of baseball strategy is what Don's complaining about. And, Don, you're not the only one to complain about it.
Don't be one of these Thomas Boswell. What's that guy's name, Mike, that I hate? The Will.
George F. Will, Don.
George F. Will. Don't be one of these guys that tell me what you love about baseball is the fact that there's no clock on baseball. The baseball, theoretically, can go on forever and ever.
I didn't say that.
But I know that's where you're going with it.
That's not where I'm going.
Yes, it is.
Fact is, it's part of strategy when you see them step out.
Bull ass.
The strategy is
hit the ball. Hit the ball, catch the ball, field the ball.
Sound like Tim McCarver.
Bottom line, disrupt the opponent's rhythm.
Oh, you know what? F you. F you.
It's
an awful sport. No, don't listen to me. Listen to America. Is America embracing baseball?
What do you think the ratings were when the Yankees were in the series? Yankees are my team. Let's check the ratings when the Yankees are battling the Red Sox. Sorry, Mike. Let's check those ratings.
Yeah, let's check those ratings again.
Check it, Don. Check it.
You know what? Hey,
it's number one.
Hey, douchebag. Hey, dummy. Dummy. I will bet you, dummy, that the ratings for the last Daytona 500 were higher than the last game that the Yankees were in a World Series.
Game 7 against Arizona, I'll take that bet. You're going to lose your money. You want to check it out?
Yeah.
Game 7, Arizona, World Series.
Let's check it out.
11. You want to check that?
Yeah, I want to check that.
Go ahead and check it.
I want to check that.
You're going to lose.
How am I going to check that?
You're going to lose big time.
How am I going to check that?
The Internet.
Buzz?
Yes?
I'm going to leave this guy on hold.
Oh, dear.
Find out which game had a higher TV rating last year's Daytona 500.
How much you putting up?
I'm not putting up any money.
I want a taste of that bet.
Put up a trip to Sacramento.
I am not from Sacramento.
You know what? That is dastardly. That is completely low rent. And is this the strategy that I will enjoy for the next decade? Are you going to bring up Sacramento?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you know that I won't make any bets.
Of course.
Oh, of course. That is so low.
I know.
So very low.
But it's so me.
It's a perfect bet to do it on, though.
It's so low.
Because I'm not 100% sure.
All right, hold on, okay?
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, well,
yeah. Of course, yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Do you want me to hang up? I'll hang up.
It's like baseball strategy.
You want me to hang up? I'll hang up.
Here's the strategy. Oh, I love the strategy of baseball. I love the strategy. Okay, there's the sign. Don't do that, don't do that. Step out of the box again, Adjust your gloves.
You didn't have ADD so bad, you'd be able to appreciate baseball more.
If I didn't have ADD so bad, oh, never mind.
Never mind.
This is very cruel to you. Why are you such a huge baseball fan?
Hey.
I love
hey, Rob.
Baseball.
Yeah. Rob,
I love
come on now. Make it a fair fight, pal.
Why are you such a huge baseball fan?
I think it's one of the best sports that man has ever invented.
Can I ask you a question?
The only thing I like watching more than baseball...
Do you like Poontang?
And when the Redskins and the Yankees are on, I flip back and...
Do you like Poontang? Do you like Poontang?
Oh, goodness gracious.
You know, you can't argue with him when he's on baseball.
Do you like Poontang?
I've tried. I've tried to argue with him on baseball. Now, what does Poontang have to do with it?
I'm just asking a question if the guy likes Poon.
The bottom line is baseball is a popular sport.
Can you answer the question?
And the Yankees...
Do you like Poontang?
...are the most successful...
I'm not even talking about sports.
...the world.
I'm diving into your psyche.
Team, though, football team.
Hey, hello.
Team, though, any kind of team...
Listen to this guy.
That has won as many world titles as the Yankees.
Hello.
Same success.
The Yankees can kiss my ass. Hello.
It is in baseball with a
Do you like Poontang? I'm trying to make a point. All right.
You get so passionate over this, and I try to keep my passion under the surface. I truly do. Because you know what? I want to stand up. I want to stand up on the goddamn table and argue vehemently, but it'll degenerate into a real shouting match if I do that. Because you're wrong. You're wrong about baseball. It's a great sport.
Sucks.
You're right. It doesn't suck.
It sucks.
It's boring. It doesn't.
It's old school. It sucks.
It's old school.
But I'll say this for you.
How long has football been around?
Football's great.
But how long? Is that not old school?
No, but you know what they've done? They've changed football. They've modernized the game to make it move for you, today's ADD fan.
What is the average time of a football game as you get the...
3 hours.
You know, four o'clock game that goes till 7:45.
Under 3 hours is the average time of a football game this year.
Okay, but football games, when you're there, when you're at a game, sometimes it drives me nuts how many breaks there are.
I'll watch it on TV then.
That's what I do. I do watch it on TV.
Listen, my beef is not with you, my friend. My beef is not with
but
you.
But don't you understand?
It was with the caller.
Those of us who were raised with baseball being
Mike,
the game,
can I ask
we
you something?
Take it personally.
Do you like Poon?
Yes, I do.
See, that? I was making a point with that guy.
What's the point? I'm trying to find it. What is it?
He was a dumb faggot. Because only a dumb faggot would call and make an argument like that.
I, you know what? Not that there's anything
All
wrong
right.
with that.
You're goddamn right.
I fill Fenway Park with gay people
but the guy
and have them wait.
All I'm saying is the guy was one of those George Will types, and you know the type I'm talking about.
Well, I'm not going to defend that guy for only one reason.
Why?
He was a Yankee fan.
Okay. I'm with you.
But I love it. You know, it's what I grew up with. And I still love it.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
And I just, I don't think that guy had ever been laid either. That was the other point I was trying to get to. I don't know if he's gay or not, but I don't think he'd ever been laid. He doesn't know the fabulous things you can find in the Liboria.
Libia Majora.
Thank you. Libia Majora.
Libia Majora.
Hello.
Don, Mike,
yeah.
The show. Hey, Don, I want to agree with you. I'm somewhat of a Brewers fan, and I watch a football game of two teams I could care less about before I'll even watch my own baseball team play. So.
What I don't understand, and maybe you can share some.
But do you like Poontang?
It's like you're my friend Jimmy Cover,
uh-huh.
who I play golf with, and we'll be out on the golf course, and he really gets nuts about putting down, and I like baseball more than football, but I don't go out of my way to put down football.
Well, here's why I put it down. Because...
I don't understand where the passion comes
from. I could like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. I don't hate the game.
Right.
And I would say the exact same thing to you about football. If every time... But I know in football, there's a 35-second clock. If they don't get the playoff in 35 seconds,
right.
they're going to get a penalty. But if they had an unlimited rule... That a guy could come to the line and look at the defense and stop and adjust his sweatshirt and adjust
in football?
Yeah. I would have the same complaint.
Right.
The same complaint. If they put a clock in, like you said, that says you got to throw the ball in 25 seconds or you got to hit the ball in 25 seconds.
I would never, ever disagree with that. That would be something that would not affect the nature of the game and it would be fine.
Then
I might actually be able to stand to watch it.
And I know that I've read stories about the fact that they're talking about figuring out how to speed up the game, how to keep it going, and I think that that does get crazy. And I'll be the first one to tell you, you know, you get into one of those pitcher's duels, it can be really, really tedious.
But you like Boontang.
I love Boontang.
And, sir, do you like Boontang?
You know what?
I do.
You know what? The greatest moment for me would be sitting next to a beautiful woman in the middle of Fenway Park.
There you go.
On a summer afternoon.
How can I argue with that?
Smell the grass.
Here we go. George will.
Smell the hot dogs and stuff. And,
I can't argue with
there
that.
There is no, I don't think that, you know, but you know, I'm not going to say this because I do remember the first time I went into Yale Bowl to see the New York Giants play, which was one of the greatest experiences. And the same thing with Fenway Park. I mean, it's terrific.
I think it's boring. You don't. Close and I think answer.
The Daytona 500 got a 26 share this year. Last year's World Series got a 21 share.
Oh, so I'm glad I didn't go to Sacramento. Oh, wow. That's why.
Where's that faggot now?
And you know what?
Where are you at now, Big Mouth?
NASCAR.
Yep. NASCAR.
Yeah.
That's what we're watching. That's what we're watching.
Hey, looks just like it did the last time.
Baseball looks just like it did last time. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
Just baseball, I don't care if you put 25 seconds in for pitches, there's no way people do not sit down and watch full nine innings of baseball. Is the most boring thing in the entire world. I don't care how fast you make the game. There's too many games they play, too many games during the week. It's not like football where each week there's one team plays one game and it means something.
Well, listen, that's what makes football unique is that each game means so much.
Can't lose a game, you know.
That's your basketball, your hockey, and your baseball.
Absolutely.
You pay a lot more games. It's the nature of the sport.
Too many games. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
And where is that guy now? That guy owes me. I should have bet him something. I should have bet that guy something. I would have won that bet. I would have been a huge winner in that bet.
Yeah, looking for girls.
That's all right. Turn that Dale Earnhardt statue my way, Mike.
Dale's looking at you with a great deal of love.
You know what he's saying? Matt, this is Dale Earnhardt. Do you like Boontang?
I do, Dale.
Good for you. Mike, do you realize my sport got a higher rating in the World Series last year?
I'm happy for you, Dale.
Hey, Mike?
Yes?
Do you know on some level Don knows what that means? That
you.
NASCAR's getting a higher rating than baseball?
Yeah.
Do you realize that on some level Don knows what that says about society?
I know, absolutely.
And about himself personally?
Amen, brother.
I hope you realize that.
I do.
And accept this Goody's headache powder.
Thank you.
As my way of ending this argument.
And you know, Mike also wants to go to one of those races sometime, too.
Sure.
I'd like to go see it live. I'd like to see it live. I just don't like seeing on TV.
I know you would.
Right on.
I'm dead as a doornail.
Hello, Dale.
There he is.
Hello. That's right.
Our official point.
Hey, Goody's headache powders. Look, there it is.
Lisa, where did you get Goody's headache powders?
Joe has them. Joe has them every day. And occasionally I'll partake. But Joe takes about like four or five of them a day.
What do you do? Snorted, Joe? What do you do with the stuff?
Here you go.
Well, you know, it does look suspiciously like a $50 bindle of cocaine.
Bindle.
Bindle.
I don't know. Well, I went to this party once.
Never heard it called
the
bindle.
No. Maybe you were there.
Where did you hear bindle?
Bindle?
Hey, Joe, how's your stinky poon?
Stinky poon! I heard you talking about poon!
What are you supposed
to do? I like poon!
Are you supposed to put this in a glass of water?
Uh-uh. Put it under your tongue.
Does it taste good?
Goody's headache powder.
I only say it looks like cocaine because I went to a party once. Right. It was called the 80s. Perhaps you were there. And I saw something that looked similar to Goody's headache powder, but it wasn't.
Perhaps you were there.
Stinky poon?
You want it back, Joe? I don't need it.
Joe?
There you go.
How about some stinky poon? How about some stinky poon? I heard you talking about poon. I like poon.
I suddenly know why the rating was higher. There we go.
I like the Anaheim Angels because they're from Southern California.
Joe. That's Joe's My Two Cents segment.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing?
You like Grandma Glaze?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing ZD now?
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD, because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
All right, AJ.
They love the Arbotron. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah. Need those Arbotron ratings.
Yeah.
Must have those Arbotron ratings.
Yeah.
Doing our best. Do a good show for you every day. You give us those Arbotron ratings.
Nothing like those Arbotron.
We're going to set up the Highway Love Connection here in just a couple of seconds. I hope we have time for the Pumpkin Picasso today. If not,
fantastic, the Pumpkin Picasso.
We're coming in tomorrow. If you listen here on WJFK, you'll notice before the show today, we had the return. We told you we do this every once in a while of the cavalcade.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, I'll be playing records again.
Nice.
Oh, my lost 45s. That'll be tomorrow here on WJFK.
So you found them.
Yeah, they're not. Right, they're not lost anymore.
What a relief! That's good.
Change the name of the show to Found 45.
What are these?
Before we do our Sopranos weekly review, I just want to play a message for you. And we've had him on the show plenty of times over the years. Our former neighbors, Gary and Sarah.
Right. You know, I've never met this guy other than on the phone, and I like the guy a lot.
Fantastic, wonderful neighbors. They're British, and they moved to France. And, you know, one of the few friendships that I've had with someone who's not in the radio business, mm-hmm. where the friendship has lasted, even though they've moved halfway, just not even out of the state, but, I mean, to another country.
Right.
We still talk all the time. They still want us to come over there and see them all the time. And quite often the calls I get from my buddy Gary are when he's drunk. Got off the air Friday, checked my voicemail from my cell phone, and I had a message from Gary, and I think he was trying to call the show.
Ah.
So, let me see if I can do this.
See if we can bring up the messages with Gary. And I guess he called around showtime. That's quite late over there in France.
He's obviously bombed in this message. Obviously drunk. Calling from a pub.
He enjoys his drink.
Hello?
I called you. I meant to call me. I forgot my number.
All right, bye.
All right, bye, baby. Hold on.
Hello.
Ever do that? I forgot my phone number.
Sure, you never call yourself.
You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of...
Okay. And... Here we go. Come on.
If you are satisfied with your message...
No, wait.
Did you raise?
Wait.
You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of...
Done.
Okay, all right, now, here we go.
That's you.
Passcode.
Come on.
One saved message.
Here it is.
First saved message. Received October 25th at 4:59 p.m.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you doing, guys? Listen, it's Gary down in the south of France. Unfortunately, I've been arrested for indecent exposure on the beach. I didn't think she'd mind if I touched her breasts, but she seems to have got really concerned about it. Anyway, so I'm languishing in a French prison at the moment. If you guys could give me a call, and you could act as a very positive reference for me, because they don't know what you get up to. So, I need a reference. I'm looking also for, unfortunately, about $700,000 worth of bail money. Sarah and our friends have managed to come up with about €85, which is good, but not quite enough to get me out. This big fella in the corner keeps looking at me and stroking his crotch, which concerns me. So anyway, listen, call me back, right? It's you know the number. Please get hold of me on the mobile, because if you don't, who knows what's going to happen? Right. No, he's coming towards me now. Please call me back.
You know what? I know this guy. We've had him on the show.
To erase, press 7.
met him
message
in the gym when he's sober. And you know, yeah, he'd had just enough libation where that stick was that stick was pretty seamless. You can't pull that kind of sketch off unless you've had a... that was funny, though. God, that was funny.
I'm doing the time change in my head.
Call me on the mobile.
4:59, midnight.
Yeah.
That was Friday night. Midnight.
And some guy's looking at me right now, shaking his crotch. Call me on the mobile. I about 700,000. All I've got is 85 euros.
That's a great message. Call me on the mobile.
Please call me on the mobile. I guess you miss having him around.
I do. God damn.
If he comes back, he's supposed to be coming back to town, right?
Yeah. Before Christmas, he's coming back on a business trip.
I'll
wheel him by.
Perfect. Yeah.
You and me and him got to go out sometime.
Yeah. I agree, absolutely.
I think you and he may be kindred spirits. okay, next, Sopranos.
Yes.
Sopranos, as I like saying.
Mm-hmm.
They were on last night. We each like reviewing the show on Monday, so you know we think about it. And here we go. Mind if I go first?
Go right ahead.
Could you tell I'm ready for it?
Yeah, you're going to be positive. You're going to be positive.
You never know. You never know.
Go for it.
Okay. The Sopranos. By Don. Yes, I am going to be positive. I did like last night's episode of The Sopranos. I liked almost... Oh, my, don't make the fighting stance with me.
The John L. Sullivan.
I liked almost everything about it. I liked the fact that Christopher's stupid girlfriend wants to get married just so she can't testify, and that she saw that like on Jenny Jones or in a TV movie, a Lifetime movie, and then someone heard on a talk show that it's not true, that she could still have to testify against Christopher, and another fact that she's not into her marriage. I love what's happening with Furio and Carm. I think that has a great potential. I loved Tony taking off his belt and beating Otter from Animal House. I laughed. Best Sopranos this year. Loved it.
Wow.
And one more thing, if I could just mention. I love the fact that he's listening to WCBS-FM.
Yes.
Which is one of my favorite radio stations. All right, you ready, Mike?
I am ready.
And let me see, is it recued?
Yeah.
Go.
The Sopranos by Mike. What has happened to this television show? Where in the script writing did the producers of The Sopranos suddenly forget that we are talking about organized criminals? We are talking about gangsters. We are talking about Goodfellas, The Godfather, that these guys go out, they extort money, they scare people, they kill people, they stuff people in trunks of cars, they throw them in holes, they throw lime on them, they don't sit there and go through all this angst and have all these silly little emotional moments. It's a gangster show. Show me some gangster stuff. And then at the very end, the only violence we get is Tony taking his belt off and beating up Otter, which I enjoyed, but I want to see the real stuff. I don't want to see Furio fantasizing about Carmella, which is real credible. Not only that he'd fantasize about Carmella, but that he'd fantasize about the head of the entire organization's wife. I don't think it would happen. But boy, I completely ran out of time.
Really, I mean, that was really like point counterpoint, like oil and vinegar.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Wow.
But I didn't get a chance. I got so caught up in it, I didn't get a chance to, wrap it up in a bow, which is just if you give me this one little thing.
Sure.
Just put more violence in it. I want to see more mafia stuff. I can deal with all the stuff where they cry about their wife that they lost, or one's in love with the other. If you see a real good shoot 'em up,
I could play the other point. I say if you go back and look at the other previous seasons, there wasn't that much violence in the previous seasons.
Yeah, but there was enough to keep me satisfied, and there was enough fear to keep me satisfied. I like the gratuitous mafia violence. What's your favorite? Look at the one of our all-time favorite movies. I give you Goodfellas.
But you can't.
Why do we remember and love Goodfellas? Well, because Spider gets shot in the foot because they stab that guy in the trunk of the car.
It's not the same thing.
Because the guy gets the ice pick in the back. When's the last time The Sopranos needs an ice pick?
Why do we love Casino? Because the scene with the ballpoint pen.
And the guy getting his eye popped out.
Yeah.
Hey, do him a favor. I really would just once in a while like to see this.
I thought it was good. I liked it. I liked last night's episode. Thought it was the best one of the year.
What did you like the best about it?
when Tony got after Otter
right.
with his belt. Because it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, I'll give it to you that it was violent.
It was Tony being Tony.
But it was...
The real Tony.
It was funny.
It was like,
go ahead and cry, you little girl.
Little bitch.
Little bitch.
Cry like the bitch you are.
All right, well, there you go. We are split on the Sopranos.
Yeah, I'm really ready for a little bit of something.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Don and Mike, it's Brian from Akron, New Jersey.
Hi, Brian.
Eagles!
I want to tell you something. You going to that game tonight?
Yes, we are. We're drunk as hell right now going to the game.
You tell James Thrash to have the game of his friggin' life tonight.
I will try. I was going to say hi, Buzz.
Hi.
My fantasy league depends on it.
And I got to have a big game from Deuce Staley.
Yeah, both Mike and I have rooting interest tonight in the Eagles.
Rob's pretty cocky. Rob had a cocky comment early in the show, so I'm coming to get you, Rob.
Are you drunk already?
Yeah, man, we're pretty bad. We're pretty bad.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day. I said good day to you.
I said good day.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, yeah, I thought what was a good scene was when the FBI was sitting around like a mob family. You know, trying to decide whether or not it was a good idea for her to...
All right, so did you like last night?
Oh, absolutely.
You liked it, all right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
What is?
Hello, did you like it last night or not?
Sopranos sucks this year.
Wow. Look at this, Mike. Even our callers are right down the middle of it.
Yeah, a lot of people...
I've watched every episode, every year. The first 2 years were excellent. The third was going downhill. The fourth year sucks.
All right, thanks. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, the funniest thing I saw on that show last night was when little Tony said, "So that's what a crack who looks like, huh?"
Hey, you know, there was one line. What's the line Tony had?
Well, it's funny when the guy got shot in the ass.
It's something like, you know, do you be your father with that mouth?
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That was a good line. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Of course, I missed it. Now I don't know how it exactly went.
Hello.
Another great line from the show was when Richie asked if both of her uteruses were working.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. That was good.
That was awesome.
That is Christopher. That asked that to I only have one.
You know, they still do manage to throw that stuff in, like when Bobby Bacala was sitting there at the diner with Tony.
Why is that his song? Are we saying that to Paulie?
Yeah. Paulie.
Is it Bobby Bacala? I said, what?
I like Paulie being back. I hope you put in more in the plot.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, you know, I like the Sopranos story because they're really deep. But, Mike, you are dead on when you said, like, you want to see more violence. The fact that the enforcer, forget the cat's name, with the guy with the...
Yeah, right.
Last week when he went up to the guy's apartment, and the only thing you saw was the guy opened the door. Remember the guy that beat the...
Yeah, everybody wanted to see that French guy get his ass kicked.
Exactly. Yeah. And they just cut away from that.
But listen, all of you animals clamoring for this violence. I urge you to look in the
Dr.
mirror.
Dr. Geronimo taking the pacifistic approach.
Look in the mirror and ask yourself, why is it we need this violence?
I don't know, Don. I wish I could be calm like you.
You know all I say really about that is that's one thing they do on that show a million times is they never tie up the loose ends.
No. No, and they'll leave a plot line hanging in totality.
You'll never know what happened.
Right.
Like with Dr. Melfi being raped. I mean, that was never followed up on.
And one of the things that I really can't stand is if they have like a... they have like a potentially violent situation that they just kind of water down and it goes away, and then immediately they cut to Dr. Melfi's office, and that's when I start yelling at the TV.
Hello.
Like, come on!
Not in mind.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Okay, we're doing great.
Hey, I just wanted to comment. You're talking about there really wasn't that much violence in the previous two seasons. Here's some statistics for you. Season 1, 5 whackings. Season 2, 6 whackings. Season 3, 2 whackings. This year, no whackings.
No hits.
We have a no whacking factor. We've had two talks of whacking, Johnny Sack and Ralph, but nobody's actually been whacked.
That's only averaging one whack in three. They could still knock a few people off and keep the average.
How many would they have to? How many more episodes
would they
have?
There's more whacking in my bedroom on a daily basis than there is on the show this year.
All right, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye. Good day. Everybody wants to say good day to you, sir. We got a break. Listen, we're going to play the Highway Love Connection now, and here's what we're going to do. For those of you listening to us in Washington, in Baltimore, or in Philadelphia,
You will be playing for tickets to see Aerosmith.
All right.
In the Highway Love Connection. Other cities will play for prizes to be named later.
Very good.
Here's how the game works. If you're a gal, you pull your car off on the side of the road in a safe, well-lit area, and you announce your location. You tell us where you are. You describe yourself, and you describe the kind of car that you're driving.
Right.
And then we give you 60 seconds to sell yourself, and then you wait until the guy starts showing up, and you pick a guy that you like.
Amen.
And many times it's the first guy who's there. A lot of times you have to wait through a bunch of guys to pick the one you like.
We give you 60 seconds to sell yourself.
And if you win in D.C., you win tickets to see Aerosmith Saturday, December 21st at the MCI Center in Philly. We have tickets for Aerosmith December 19th at the First Union Center. In both cases, tickets go on sale Saturday.
The FU Center.
Both in Philly and in D.C. for Aerosmith. So, girls, we take calls just from the girls at first. Pull your car out to the side of the road in a safe area. Oh, and if you're in a city besides Baltimore or D.C. or Philadelphia, you can play as well. We'll just give you $100 for a dinner and a movie.
Very good.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Just girls right now calling in with their cars on the side of the road. The Highway Love Connection is coming right up. We can do this now because we are sniper free.
Thank God.
Yeah. Thank you, Chief Moose. We'll be back with the Highway Love Connection.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Got a lot of ground to make up, so do I.
Let's go Eagles. I know they're going to be cutting us off, WYSC. What are you smiling about?
Thinking about tonight's game.
Because you're beating me, right?
Maybe. We'll see. It's too early to say.
Well, you're beating me right now.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, so we have about four guys that are all going head-to-head tonight.
Yeah, me against Buzz and you against Robe. Mm-hmm.
Buzz's new revamped lineup, he made three additions to his team last week. Dropped some money in this week's pot.
Did he really?
Yeah. And they did well for him?
Well, he's winning right now, but anything can happen any given Sunday, Mike. You know.
That's right.
Hey, let's start with Pam from Philly. You know, on one hand, it's great that everybody's in the league.
Yeah, I know.
But now that you and I are losing,
I know.
Aren't you starting to get mad at the other guys?
No, especially when we're both losing to the Uber sports fans over here.
Yeah, us.
Hi, Lisa.
Oh.
What do you want? You want your airtime?
Yeah. I just wanted, toot my own horn. Bart's not undefeated anymore.
You beat Bart?
Yeah.
Great. You beat a 17-year-old. Congratulations.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Don, you're really, really upset that you haven't won yet.
That's right, Lisa. Oh.
You know, everybody, this is a trash-talking league.
I'll be thinking about both of you as I take home the winnings from this week.
Wow. Yeah, that's the. I guess if you beat Bart, you did win the money.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
It's my jeans. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye now. There she goes.
You know what? We ought to rename this. The league is called Buzz Has the First Pick. We ought to rename it the Gracious League.
And you know, speaking for myself, it'd be the opposite way if I was on top. I mean, I'd be out of control.
I know. I know. We all talk trash when we win.
Oh, Pam?
Yes, hello.
Now, are you from Philly?
Hi, good. How are you?
Are you from Philly?
All right.
I'm outside of Philly, actually.
All right, we're going to start with you because I think WYSP is going to take us off here pretty shortly for Eagles football.
Right. Okay.
First, we need to know, are you hot?
I think I'm pretty hot. I would say so.
Would you describe yourself to us, Pam?
Well, I'm 5'4", long blonde hair, blue eyes, 23 years old. What else would you like to know?
Who is the celebrity you most resemble, Pam?
Celebrity I most resemble, I think, would probably be Reese Witherspoon.
Pam, take your time. WISP's pregame starts at 7.
Very good.
So we have no need to rush here.
Wonderful.
No need to rush, Pam.
And hey, Philadelphia, we have a Reese Witherspoon lookalike.
And Pam, let me see, where are you at right now?
Right now, I am in Westtown at the corner of New Falls Road.
Now, you hold on. Your phone dropped out there for a second. Where are you again?
You're in what town?
I'm in Levittown.
Levittown.
Yes. I'm at the corner of New Falls Road and Penn Valley Road.
Okay. And are you at a gas station or what are you at?
I'm at a Sunoco station.
Great. And what kind of car are you driving?
I have an 87 Audi. It's gold.
A gold Audi. All right. She sounds hot. here's the deal.
We're going to give you 60 seconds now. Mike and I won't talk for 60 seconds. You describe yourself. You describe your location. What kind of man you're looking for, who you'd like to take to the Aerosmith concert.
You got it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is Pam, ladies and gentlemen.
And Mike, I know you wrote this stuff down. What's her location
Pam
again?
Pam is in Levittown. She is at the corner of New Falls Road and Penn, and Penn Valley, rather.
Penn Valley Road, yes.
Penn Valley Road, New Falls Road and Penn Valley Road, and she is at the Sunoco Station driving an 87 gold Audi.
Okay, Pam, 60 seconds to sell yourself and go.
Thank you. Well, I am 5'4", blonde hair, blue eyes, Irish princess, I guess you want to say. I have an 8.5-inch Aerosmith tattoo on my lower back, so I definitely need to go to this concert. I've been in the play Tony and Tina's Wedding, and I've played the stripper, so I hope that sells a little bit of myself.
Wow. She knows how to sell it, ladies and gentlemen.
That's about it. I'm looking for a man that's following me.
Give me a location there, Pam.
My location is New Falls Road and Penn Valley Road, about 2 blocks away from Pennsbury High School at a Sunoco Station.
And what kind of guy are you looking for?
I'm looking for a guy that is probably about, 5'10", a little bit taller than me. Normally go for the Italian-looking men, but it doesn't necessarily matter.
Yeah,
party girl.
And just somebody that likes to go out and have a good time and rock on Aerosmith.
And where is your Aerosmith tattoo located?
My Aerosmith tattoo is right at my pant line on the back.
Fantastic. Wow. Right. What would be your number one physical characteristic you look for in a man, Pam?
I would have to say teeth. They have to have good teeth.
Good teeth.
Good teeth.
That's a challenge right there.
You just cut into our listener base. That is Pam. Go to her. We will come back to you, Pam.
Thank you.
Stay right there. Mike, you don't have to turn around the Dale Earnhardt statue. I understand. I understand, Dave. Let's get another girl in play. Here's Chelsea from WJFK Land. Hi, Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea, first, are you hot?
Of course I am.
Of course you are.
There you go. That's a good answer.
Chelsea, what do you look like?
I'm 5'3". I have short red hair and glasses. I'm very small and large in the right places.
Really?
Wow. Who's the celebrity
you think you most resemble?
I don't really resemble any celebrities. I kind of have big eyes like Winona Ryder, but other than that, I don't really know.
And how old are you, Chelsea?
I'm 25.
And I'm guessing from what you just said, you must have big jugs.
Yes.
So we're not going to put down a celebrity since she said she doesn't resemble one. I'm just going to put down Chelsea, big jugs.
Big jugs. And Chelsea, what do you do?
I own my own business, actually. I'm an entrepreneur.
Oh, entrepreneur.
All right.
And what are you looking for in a guy?
I like somebody with a good sense of humor, something that can make my laugh, but more importantly, someone that laughs at my jokes, which I think are infinitely funny.
You're looking for an athletic build?
That's fine. I like squirrely guys.
Squirrely guys now.
But what I'm asking is, an athletic build is not important to you?
Not really, no.
All right.
Mike, on his way.
Mike is leaving.
Getting in his car.
Chelsea, we need your location.
Okay, I'm at the Exxon station in Massaponax, Virginia. It's right off of 95, at the intersection of 95 and Route 1.
And you're at the Exxon station. What kind of car are you driving?
I'm in a 1987 Volkswagen Golf. The license plate says it's Devo.
The license plate says what?
It's Devo.
You got some party girls out there.
All right, Mike, do you have that information again?
Yeah, she's at the Exxon station. And correct me if I'm wrong, Chelsea. You're at the Exxon station at Massaponax, Virginia?
Yes.
And your car, once again, is what?
It's a gold Volkswagen Golf.
Another gold car. A gold Golf, and it's got Devo on the license plate.
I'll give you 60 seconds to sell yourself and sell your location.
Okay.
Here is Chelsea with the big jug. Chelsea.
Oh, hi there. I'm Chelsea. I'm 5'3", and I have big jugs. I'm Exxon station in Massaponax, Virginia. I would like to go to the Aerosmith concert with a man who would like to buy me some beer, because then I can heckle the band, and that's always exciting. Let's see. I work for myself. I own a business, and I would like to meet you at the Exxon station, so come on down and stuff. And all that stuff. I've got a good personality and a good sense of humor and big jugs.
So.
And big jugs and laugh at her jokes. And Chelsea, give your location again.
I'm at the Exxon station in Massaponax, Virginia, at the intersection of 95 and Route 1.
You got about 15 seconds left. Go ahead.
Ew, okay. Let's see. I
what happened, Chelsea?
I don't know. I still have big jugs, but.
So there's that. You know, both our ladies have really sold themselves well.
All right, hold on. We'll put you in play.
Okay.
Stay there. Now, before we bring our third girl in, let's go back to Pam.
Pam in Levittown.
Pam.
Hello.
Have you had any luck?
No, it's funny. I've had about five guys all drive by me and laugh at me, and they're all going, hey, you're on the radio.
So they don't get it yet.
They don't get it yet.
No, guys. Well, that's the first time for Philly with this
game. Yeah, this is the debut of this for Philadelphia. What you have to understand is we're playing the Highway Love Connection. You have to stop, go up to the car, and she has to check you out. Hey, that's the way it works.
That way the girl is safe because the girl's inside the car with the doors locked. What you do is you pull your car up there. If you like her and she likes you,
then it's a love connection.
And we give you two tickets to go to Aerosmith.
And I don't want to oversell it, but many of our love connections have resulted
in
matrimony.
Well, like I said, like, you know, I've had all these guys come over and say stuff to me, and then they walk away, like some guy's doing right now.
Well, either.
Now, you got to say, if you like him, you say, stay here, we're going to put you on the radio. Do you understand the game, Pam?
And, you know, Pam, you see, whoever you select will be who you have to go to the concert with.
Man, I don't know if I want to deal with this guy over here. He's a character.
Well, you know, you don't have to pick the first guy that comes up.
And he's driving a limo. How old are you? You want to go see Aerosmith with me? All right, I got a winner.
All right,
so
you can hear she's incredibly picky.
Yeah, very selective.
No, I'm not incredibly picky. Just somebody that wants to go to see Aerosmith and have fun.
So is this the limo driver that you're talking about?
This is the limo driver in Camden.
All right. Would you put him on the phone?
Or not in Camden, in Philly. Do you want me to put him on?
Yeah, please. Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, it was. Disturbingly fast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name, my friend?
Joe.
Joe, where are you from?
Philly.
Joe, under penalty of death, have you ever seen, talked to, had a relationship with Pam ever before? We will find out if it's true.
No, I have not.
Never seen her before in your life?
No, I have not.
Very good.
I believe it. I believe it. It's the first time.
Which is when Buzz said disturbingly so. You know, I got a little concerned.
I was disturbed at how quickly she settled, that's all.
I think she just wants to go to the concert.
Yeah, I got that.
My friend, this gal, Pam.
Yeah.
Is she pleasing to the eye?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And what's your name, sir?
My name's Joe.
All right, Joe, you're going to see Aerosmith with Pam December 19 at the FU Center.
Great.
All right, put Pam back on, please.
All righty, thank you.
Pam?
Yes.
All right, Pam.
We like Joe, Pam. I don't think during the entire evening you're going to learn anything, though.
Okay.
But that's all right. That's okay. Enjoy yourself.
Have a great time. And thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right.
Hold on
a second.
Okay.
Well, that's how easy it can be. Mm-hmm.
It's Pam and Joey.
Let's go to Chelsea. Let's check back in on Chelsea. Chelsea.
Hi.
You have any luck?
No, no one's here.
Oh, now, guys, you're not trying hard enough.
Well, Chelsea hasn't had the amount of time Pam had.
Let me see. Chelsea, Lisa sends me an instant message. Guys have been calling. They want to know if you're on the northbound side or the southbound side Exxon. Apparently, there's an Exxon on both sides of the highway there.
I didn't know that. I'm on the southbound side.
Southbound.
Uh-huh. Southbound. All right. And Mike, her address once again is?
Big Jugs. No, I'm sorry. Her address is she is at the Exxon station on southbound what, Chelsea? You never told us that. Southbound what?
95.
Chelsea?
Southbound
95. Massaponax, Virginia, and she's driving a gold Golf with Devo on the license tag.
All right, we'll come back to you. Let's go to Eileen.
Hi.
Come on, Eileen.
Yeah, there it is.
Great,
a lot.
Great song. Yeah. Great idea. Eileen, where are you from?
I'm from Malvern, Pennsylvania.
Beautiful. You are YSP?
I am.
All right. You'll be playing for tickets to see Aerosmith at the FU Center. We need to know about you. First question, of course, are you hot?
I tend to think so.
Very good.
Okay, so describe yourself, please.
I'm about 5'8", blonde hair, blue eyes. Kind of sounds like the girl that called the first time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How old are you, Eileen?
I'm 24.
Yeah. Celebrity you most resemble?
I have absolutely no idea, and I'd love to know what the guy thinks when he rolls up.
Well, you know, that's fair enough, because we've had guys where we'll say, like, if she's a hideous pig, cough twice.
Absolutely.
If she's hot, cough once.
Now, what town in Pennsylvania are you calling from, Eileen?
Right now, I'm in Fraser, Pennsylvania.
Fraser, Pennsylvania.
I'm at the Mobile at the intersection of 29 and Seaford Road.
All right, and what kind of car are you driving?
I'm driving a 2000 Grand Cherokee.
You say 29 and Secret Road?
Sweetsburg.
Sweetsburg.
Hmm?
All right, we're going to give you 60 seconds here, Eileen, to sell yourself. Remember, sell your location, why guys should come to see you.
What are you driving in there, Eileen?
Grand Cherokee.
All right. 2002 Grand Cherokee. And what you're looking for in a guy.
Mm-hmm. Just a guy that's out to have a good time.
All right, here she is. She's in play now. Guys, here is Eileen. Go, Eileen.
I'm 5'8", blonde hair, blue eyes. I live outside of Philadelphia, and I'm just looking for someone to have a good time at this Aerosmith concert. I don't have an Aerosmith tattoo, and I haven't done any movies that involve stripping, but I'm out for a good time. I'm at the Mobile station at the corners of Route 29 and Sweetford Road, and just looking for someone that will actually take me out and show me a town.
What color is your Cherokee, Eileen?
Yeah, what color is your car?
What color is my car? It's kind of like a goldy kind of color.
Three gold cars.
Three gold cars in a row?
Wow. Three gold cars.
You got plenty of time here, Eileen, to tell us turn-ons and turn-offs.
Yeah, what do you want in a guy? What do you like in a guy?
What do I like in a guy? Big hands. And good eyes.
Big hands.
Big hands and good eye and a good ass, you said?
Good eyes, not ass.
Okay,
big good hands.
Eyes. Although that would be nice.
Why big hands?
I don't know. A guy with big hands just seems to know how to treat a girl.
Huh.
Wow, she had an answer, and yeah, that's it. Her time. Oh, what is wrong with my machine? I'm trying to play the thing that goes,
Sorry, Buzz and I can't help you. We were looking at each other's hands.
You're comparing hands.
Yes. Unbelievable!
And you know what? You don't even have to wait too long.
Hold on.
Really?
There you go. Your time is up. You mean you got a guy already?
I do. Can you believe it?
No.
No, because we have a delay.
Yeah, it's not in my show.
Yeah, this is our first scam.
I swear to God, I have no idea who this guy is. How did you hear it so quick? They're on delay.
I was
in Wawa. See that? I guess he heard 29 and he was right down the street.
It's something about your manner.
Something about my manner?
Yeah.
Well, how about I wait around for a few more to show up?
That's a good idea.
There you go.
Okay.
That's a good idea. You know what I like about her? Even if she's lying, she's good.
She's ballsy. Very,
she's authoritative.
She's very ballsy.
Doing well.
And I bet she's hot.
Eileen, I'll come back to you. Hold on.
Okay.
I got to play some commercials. Chelsea.
Yes.
You had any luck?
Yeah, I did. I had a couple guys. One of them looks like a winner here.
All right, hold on. I'll come back to you after the break. And let's put one more girl in play.
Very good.
Don and Mike, hello. Who's this?
This is Keisha.
Keisha, hi, baby. Where are you from?
I'm from Vienna, Virginia.
All right, on WJFK. And Keisha, are you hot?
Hell yeah.
How old are you, Keisha?
I'm 23. Mm-hmm.
And who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
I can't think of what I look like. I just look like whoever's hot. I don't know.
No, we need more than that.
Come on, Keisha, help us out.
I'm trying to think of any light-skinned black actresses we all know. I don't know.
Halle Berry?
Halle Berry.
No, not like her. I have a bigger chest.
Esther Roll.
No.
All right, what do you do?
I am an accountant, and I own my own business.
All right, wow. And where's your location, Keisha?
I am in front of my old elementary school, Louise Archer Elementary, on 324 Nutley Street.
Nutley. That's 234, right? Not 324. 234. And
okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It says 324.
Right, Louise Archer.
Right. Louise Archer Elementary on Nutley Street.
On Nutley.
Maybe you're dyslexic.
Did you go there, Rob?
Good.
No, I know the address.
Maybe you're.
Matter of fact, they named the street after Rob. Nutley.
what kind of car are you driving?
A 98 black Nissan Altima.
A black Altima. All right, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, allow you to sell yourself and your location, please. Guys, one at a time. Here is Keisha.
Okay, whoever wants to have the best night of their lives, an Aerosmith concert with the funnest girl in the D.C. area, you need to come to Louise Archer Elementary right now. I'm really hot. I have a 36D chest, and I can make really good use of it. I have tattoos, and I just think I'll have a good time. Whoever likes
We're losing Mike again. Mike's leaving again
with the guard.
Mike, you gotta stay, please.
Whoever likes to drink and just have a good time all night long, and so
Mike is leaving again.
Then please come down. I really need to see Aerosmith. I am the biggest fan they have, and I need to see them.
Oh, somebody's beeping.
I hear a horn. Hold on.
It is possible for this to happen this quickly. We have a 16-second delay.
Absolutely.
There's a guy yelling at me right here. I swear to God, he's pulling up. Okay, hold on. Come here.
Hold on a second. We are going to have to come back and wind this all up after the break.
And don't you notice how the tone has changed over the years on Highway Love Connection? I have a 36D chest and know how to make use of it.
We have...
Wow.
Mike, need some help on these local
Very good. We have, we have Pam. She already got hooked up.
Pam's out.
So Chelsea is down at the Exxon station on the southbound side of 95 in Massaponax, Virginia. She's driving a gold Golf with Devo on the license plate. We have Eileen. She's from Fraser, Pennsylvania.
Fraser!
At 29 in Swedesburg Road. She's in a Grand Cherokee that is also gold. And lovely Keisha, 23 years old. She's from Vienna. She's at Louise Archer Elementary School. And that is on 234 and Nutley Street. And she's in a 98 Black Altima.
All right, we'll come back from the break and see if we can get all of these people hooked up. And I see there is a gay guy.
Fantastic.
Who wants to play. We'll throw him in as well when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go now. We don't want to keep our friends from the network waiting.
We don't?
No, we don't.
Well, I do. I'm going to keep them waiting.
No, you're going to be a good boy.
The Don and Mike Show. They're dope on the floor, and they're magic on the mic. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Listen, everybody, we didn't get to it today. Tomorrow, DJ Promise will do the pumpkin Picasso thing.
Fantastic.
Pumpkin Picasso.
Don't stop talking to him.
Also, this week on the show, Trick or Tom.
Oh, he's very excited about it.
With Tommy Gavin, that'll be on Halloween. Lisa Herndon and her Playboy shoot. The first set of photographs, Lisa, for the Women in Radio for Playboy. And American Idiot,
your
10 finalist.
All right.
Now we are smack dab in the middle of the Highway Love Connection, and we're looking for three more happy endings.
Very good. We've got Chelsea, Eileen, and Keisha. That I know a couple of them had people driving up right when we were talking to them.
Joseph, the gay guy, backed out.
So to speak.
Yeah. So to speak. If we do this chronologically, Chelsea was next, right?
Chelsea down at the Exxon station in Massaponax, Virginia.
All right, let's go to Chelsea, listening on WJFK. Chelsea.
Hello,
Chelsea.
Chelsea, it sounds like you're cackling already.
Oh, there you are. I can hear now.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, what's up?
Now, you get a bunch of guys showing up?
Yeah, we got a crowd of guys over here.
And is there one you like better than the other?
I don't know. There's a couple of good ones. It's going to be a hard choice.
How many guys do you have to choose from, Chelsea?
There are seven guys here right now.
Seven guys.
Uh-huh.
And of the seven, how many do you like?
I like two of them.
Two of them.
Uh-huh.
Ask the other five to come to the telephone, please. Just point them out. Go, you. Have them come over.
We'll count to five.
Okay. You three over there, you're supposed to come over here.
All right. Now, one by one, hand your phone to me. Yeah. Let me talk to them.
Okay, hang on. Here you go.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Larry.
Yeah, Larry, you suck. Go get back in your car. Go home. Let me talk to the next guy.
Next
please.
Guy, Larry.
All right, guys.
Thank you. Hello.
What's up, Dynamite?
Hi, who's this?
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg, you suck. Go get in your car. Go back home.
Hey, you know what, though, man? I hate baseball, too. Have a good night.
Thank you. That's two guys in a row that have laughed.
Yeah. Well, the kind of guy that hates baseball would laugh when somebody says you suck.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Gene.
Gene?
Eugene.
You suck.
You guys all the time, man. Thank you.
You suck. Go get back.
I'm the only person of color around here.
Go get back in your car.
It's all over for you, Gene.
Ass play.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene.
Bye-bye.
Everybody has a message.
Hello.
We have two more, right?
Two more guys.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Chad.
Chad?
Chad,
yeah.
You're going to be a hanging Chad today.
Chad?
She did leave me hanging.
Boy, you suck. Go get back in your car.
Well, thank you.
You're a loser.
Bye, Chad.
Thank you.
And one
Tom,
last...
there are no losers that listen to the Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
This is Steve.
Steve?
Yes.
Steve?
Steve, you lantern-jawed hump.
Steve? Repeat after me. L.
L.
O.
O.
S.
F.
E.
D.
R.
R.
What's that spell?
Loafer.
There you go. Exactly. Get back in your car.
All right. Goodbye.
I told her she should pick me. I'm almost 55.
There
I'm only 4'10". Oh. I got a bed in the back of my truck, and she loves it.
Wow. Hard to believe she's passing on this.
Man.
I know, and she's a doll. She's a doll.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Scary.
Goodbye. He has a bed in the back of his van. It puts the lotion on its body.
Boy, am I glad they called that sniper.
Yeah, really.
Otherwise, I would think we got a suspect.
We wouldn't be doing it.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Now, you should be left just with two guys.
Hang on, I can't hear you. Are you still there?
Yeah. You should just have two guys left.
Yeah.
Find out
I'm
the
name. I'm kind of standing around still, but yeah.
do you know the names of the two guys who are left?
Yes, it's Morgan and Curtis.
Morgan and Curtis.
Uh-huh.
All right, now who do you like between the two of them?
Well, it's kind of a tough call. Morgan bought me candy, though, and he has a Scooby-Doo sticker on his jacket.
And that's going to kick him over the top?
Yeah, I think so.
Morgan brought her a candy and has a Scooby-Doo sticker.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
And he's got some scooters in the back of his truck, and that's pretty rad.
I guess so. God, wow. Sounds like Chelsea's got a thing for nerds. She said she did.
Chelsea, put the lucky guy on the phone, please.
Okay, hang on a second.
I think she's eating the candy.
Let him tell the other guy he's a loser. Hey, sir?
Yes.
What's your name?
Morgan.
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 Curtis.
Tell Curtis
that he's SOL.
To go home.
Curtis, Don said you're SOL. Go home.
No, and Mike, too. Hello?
Hello?
Morgan, tell Curtis Chelsea won't even hear him, even if he knocks.
She said, you won't hear Chelsea, even if she knocks.
Yeah, right.
Tell him to go home.
Go home.
Tell him Scooby-Doo rules.
Say, I'm betting Chelsea. He doesn't want to say it.
Say it. I'm betting her.
I don't know about that.
I'm betting Chelsea.
Yeah, scream it, say, I will be Chelsea.
In his truck.
The 400-pound guy's truck.
All right. Nice meeting you. Put Chelsea back on, please.
All yours.
She picked the guy with Scooby-Doo stuff.
Yeah, I guess it's Chelsea and Morgan.
Chelsea and Morgan going to see Aerosmith, MCI Center, Saturday, December 21st. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. Go to Ticketmaster.com.
Very good.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Thanks.
Hey, Chelsea. Give him some coitus. All right. Good. Goodbye.
Bye,
hold
Chelsea.
Hold on, please. Now, that should be Eileen, right?
Chelsea, Morgan, and Chelsea's Jugs. Yes, Eileen is next. She is from Fraser, Pennsylvania.
Fraser!
Hello, Eileen.
Yes.
Listening on WYSP. Eileen, now, you had a guy pull up right away.
Right away. He actually left.
Oh, he left?
Yes, he left.
So...
And I think your last caller, you managed to scare off a few, too, because they went running with the bad things they're saying about the losers.
Now, what do you? Who do you have out there, Eileen?
I've got quite a few people left.
Really? How many you have left?
How many
have
left?
About five left. Two are in the store getting cigarettes at the moment. And one just went to park his car.
A lot of people out in Fraser, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
today.
Amazingly enough.
All right, of the five, is there one you like the best?
Yes.
All right, would you pull him over towards where you are?
Okay. Is he
one of the cigarette men?
No.
Okay.
The other one.
The car.
Right, that's good.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
What's do you know his name yet?
Yeah.
What's his name, Eileen?
It's Jay.
Jay.
Yes.
Jay. All right, put Jay on.
Okay, hold on.
All right, let's meet Jay. We don't have time to let all of the other guys down easy like we did Don and Mike show. Hi, Jay.
Yeah.
Where are you from, my friend?
I'm from Radnor.
All right, you are going to Aerosmith.
No way.
Yes, way.
And you said backstage passes, too, right?
No, I did not. with Eileen.
Jay, you smart ass.
At the FU Center on December 19th. Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon. Enjoy. Have a great time.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah, thanks.
Jay, before we let you go, can I ask real quick, who is the celebrity that Eileen most resembles?
Wow. You know, she's just a cross-section of so many good-looking celebrities. I really can't say.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, man.
May I talk to Eileen?
Yeah, definitely. Later.
Eileen?
Okay.
Rob, just a feeling I get after talking to Jay?
Yeah?
Give him no coitus.
I'll try not to. I'll let you know how things go.
All right,
thank you, honey.
Thank you, sweetie.
Bye-bye. And then we have Keisha.
Keisha's 23. She's from Vienna, and she's at Louise Archer Elementary.
Hi.
Now, Keisha, you have any luck?
I have three Fairfax County police officers here and two guys.
And are the police officers looking for love?
Yeah, they're really nice-looking guys, and, like, you know, they're heroes because they helped us catch our sniper, so I love them.
There you go.
Hey, you know what? You know what? You should really pick one of the cops.
Yeah, pick one of the cops, absolutely. Please.
Well, actually, there's this guy, James, here. He likes to drink and party, so I think it's going to be him.
Oh, you're not even going with one of the cops? Oh,
and all the cops are married.
So
what? They're heroes.
Go to Aerosmith with the guy you want.
He's just hiring for you.
Yeah, go to Aerosmith with one of the guys you want, and then maybe like jump into the cruiser and take care of one of the cops.
Listen, yeah, give the cops some coitus.
Okay,
thank you.
How about all three?
Put the guy that you like on the phone, please.
Okay, hold on.
And let's meet him.
That's pretty funny. The horn, the siren.
I'm Mike. What's up?
Hey, what's your name, my friend?
James. I was in there the other day. I talked to you. I was too late for the baloney contest, man.
Ah, well, James, see, it's a good persistent Donna Mike listener. James, congratulations.
Yes,
you're going to go see Aerosmith with Keisha.
How is Keisha, James? Is she hot?
Totally hot.
Are you into the hot interracial sex?
I'm all into it, man.
Yeah, the celebrity that you think she most resembles?
See, she tells me Tisha Campbell's what they tell her, and I agree, but she doesn't think Tisha Campbell looks good. But this girl looks good.
Oh, you got it. Aerosmith, MCI, Saturday, December 21st. Tickets go on sale Saturday, 10 o'clock, at all Ticketmaster locations. May we talk to Keisha again?
Yes, sir, here she is.
Keisha.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Hey,
hi.
He's very excited, Keisha.
So are you happy with your guy?
Yes, I'm really happy.
Great. Would you ask all of the cops to turn their sirens on?
Oh, they left because I didn't choose them.
Oh, boo.
All right, well, thank you, Keisha.
Thanks.
Thanks. Hold on a second. That's Aerosmith's Hot Girls and Idiots Tour. as we had four.
Yes.
Really hot. Really fun girls.
Pam, Chelsea, Eileen, and Keisha.
And four really dopey-sounding guys.
Dumb, 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 and dumber.
But everybody's happy.
Everybody is very happy on Highway Love Connection. That was a fantastic round.
That was great. Nicely done. Nicely done, D.C., as always, and Philadelphia joining in as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go right over to Buzz Girdley. There he is.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
It was Buzz, and Buzz, your lead story today?
Maybe the most amazing strip search story you've ever heard.
Wow, that's a tease.
Were you using your sexy voice when you said that?
No, would you like that?
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to Buzz's tease. He's going to do it in Buzz's sexy style.
Tonight, baby. Perhaps the most amazing strip search story you have ever heard. Come on, listen.
That's a good tease.
Stick around.
You ever look at his face when he does that?
Yeah, I don't like to.
It's like turning Japanese face.
It creeps me out.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Sweeter than Vince Lombardi's caramelized scrotum. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's damn tasty. Time for Buzz in the News. brought to you by Duramax Sexual Enhancer. I'm going to write myself a note. God, I love the old days when we didn't have to get people's permission to put them on the air.
I know.
When we used to call the bars up in Green Bay.
Oh, fantastic.
This is the ghost of Vince Lombardi. Scared kids? Boom! It's Vince Lombardi. Boom!
That's before we were even on in Green Bay.
What the hell? Maybe we'll do it on Thursday.
Scary? I'm Lombardi.
Halloween extravaganza.
Settle down, a-holes.
Time for Buzz of the News. Buzz, brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex. More often with Viramax. Available with Fighter Health Food Stores, pharmacies, retailers. Or call 1-888-CRY-VMAX. And now, here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. A young woman, 18...
Can't this be Buzz?
Why can't this be Buzz? A young woman, 18 years old...
Oh, tell me why can't this be Buzz? Anyway.
So this young woman, 18 years old...
Yeah?
...suing a McDonald's in eastern Utah for what she says her former boss made her do... It was her very first job. It was her 18th birthday. She says that on her first day, in her first hour...
This little girl had knocker!
First hour on the job, she was accused of stealing. Over the next 2 hours, she says she was strip searched, forced to strike lewd poses,
yeah,
and ordered to run in place, naked, in front of both managers.
Wow!
All of this, she says, in view of the drive-thru window.
Oh, my.
And now, look at this. You see this? Supersize it for me.
There you go.
Pointing at my crotch area.
Oh, man, that's a good nugget.
And all of that, apparently, is the result of a prank phone call to the manager of that McDonald's.
Man, oh, man.
Another kooky, crazy call.
Man.
More deadly gunfire in the U.S. today. In Tucson at the University of Arizona, a nursing student struggling in his classes killed three people, including two professors, and then shot himself. Robert Flores had reportedly threatened to blow up the building with a bomb.
Male nurse?
Yes.
No surprise.
Fucker.
Two Virginia counties have now filed charges against John Allen Muhammad for the sniper attacks. The counties are Hanover in the Richmond area and Spotsylvania in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. And the charges in Spotsylvania carry the death penalty. Prosecutors say they hope to try the 17-year-old John Malvo as an adult. It's believed he fired the shot that killed the FBI agent in Fairfax.
I don't know why they want to do that. Nobody wants that.
Unlike the other states clamoring to prosecute the sniper suspects, only Virginia can use the death penalty on a 17-year-old.
This is when I crave the Russian system of justice. Walk them down into the basement, dot, dot, all over, save the taxpayers' money.
Robert Blake...
It could happen.
Chaw.
Robert Blake needs a new lawyer.
Spew it. What, Robert Blake needs a new lawyer?
Needs a new lawyer. The man who's been...
Stay cool.
No, I don't want to batter with him.
The man who's been defending the actor against murder charges is quitting if the judge will let him. He says it's because of Blake's decision to go on TV with Diane Sawyer to talk about his case.
Buzz, I already hired a lawyer. It's my brother.
You hired your brother?
My brother, Andrew.
Andrew Blake.
he's very good.
God, I like the porn. Man, that's all I got in the jailhouse is my porn.
Love Andrew Blake.
The lawyer who's quitting calls Blake's decision to go on television insane. Blake has at least another month to find a new lawyer. He's not due back in court until December.
Son of a bitch. I'll smutter him with a feather pillow.
Buzz, lovely.
Okay.
We will be right back.
Andrew Blake.
Get it? He's a pornography guy.
Good movie.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi. It's me, Don. Stern?
Yes?
Us,
Bill O'Reilly,
Ron Fez,
Shillelagh,
and the Redskins, WKFK.
Accident eastbound.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will put the boom, boom, booty on ye. Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
Special interest to you.
Yes.
Tomorrow on the show, the guy who runs the business, you get a mail order bride.
Ah, fantastic.
Wow. From like over in Asia.
Thank you for looking out for me.
Chinese, a nice little Japanese doll.
Wonderful.
And that's tomorrow's episode. Now
we'll sign me up.
Here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Nick Nolte's DUI trial has been delayed at least 6 weeks.
Oh, that's just so goddamn inconvenient. I can't believe it. What are they doing? They're coming through.
But you say Nolte had a date rape drug in his system when he was weaving through Malibu in his Mercedes.
What are you?
I'm sitting at the bar. I'm a teacher. I'm sitting at the bar. Somebody puts this thing in my...
Nolte's lawyer says that's ridiculous. He denies that. He says Nolte might have taken a number of other things that added up to GHB in his system. The delay in the trial is so that Nolte's blood can be retested.
Women still want to do me. They give me the date rape drug.
In a way, Winona Ryder's getting a jury of her peers. A former Sony Pictures executive is among the people chosen to weigh the shoplifting charges against the actress. Jury also includes a TV producer and a legal secretary for Sony. Opening arguments in the case began today.
Ah, Sony.
People are less conservative in their views on marijuana these days. A Time magazine CNN poll shows that 72% of Americans think arrests for small amounts should not lead to jail time. Only 19% think it should. Nearly 60% of us...
Somewhere right now, Joe's doing a jig.
Nearly 60% of us still want pot to be illegal, but 34% think it should be legalized.
Stinky poo!
That's a nearly 20% shift from a survey 8 years ago. 47% of the people...
Stinky poo!
Bye, Joe.
There he is.
Bye.
47% say they've toked at least once. 8 out of 10 Americans favor the dispensing of medicinal marijuana. Nobody ever went broke underestimating the public, and that's certainly true of MTV. The movie version of Jackass was number one at the box office over the weekend with over $22.5 million. MTV executives...
Did you see it, really?
No.
Oh.
I was just doing my impression of somebody who went to see it.
Oh.
MTV executives say they expected to make 20 or less.
I liked it.
Quoting the president of MTV, especially with no plot, no Oscar performances, and no real writing...
Was it competing with NASCAR this weekend?
Hey, that's where I draw the line.
That was just silliness.
Hey, come on, Dale's looking at us.
In sports... No, he's not. He has X's on his eyes. In sports, in Philadelphia, a battle for first place in the NFC East for tonight's Monday Night Football. The Giants visit the Eagles. It's the last Monday Night Football game at Veterans Stadium.
Right. Thrash.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget Deuce. To a lesser extent, Deuce Daly. Please, come through tonight.
Come on.
Good luck
come
to us
on.
All.
Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
And
Daddy
finally.
Needs to win one goddamn game this year. That's all I ask. One game.
I understand, Dave.
One game.
And shouldn't it be the game against Buzz? Finally.
It should be.
Finally, a German psychologist.
And you know why? Because you just spoke of yourself in third person.
Yeah, well, I earned it. I'm out there giving it 110%.
Very good.
Finally, a German psychologist is looking for volunteers in a study of men who are afraid of urinals.
Hi.
Paruresis is the irrational fear of urinating alongside other men.
Hello.
Dr. Philip Hamelstein says about 6% of all men have it. He says he's already cured several patients, and he says it's not about the size of a man's genitals.
Well, now, here's a very queer thing.
He says it's about being humiliated during puberty, about masculinity.
It's all about the size of the genitals.
The doctor's looking for 5 dozen volunteers for a study that will last 3 months. The men will be told to drink lots of water and to spend more time in public restrooms.
Pee with me. Pee with me.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, pee with me. No. No. See you tomorrow with a new episode, and good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Can you? I'm sorry. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Can you?
Good
day to you,
sir.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.